work can be stressful, and all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth, and put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard. Now available in three sizes at Walgreens and other fine stores.
I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. Even I don't have the time to answer all of your automotive maintenance and repair questions or to solve those nasty car problems. That's why I've teamed up with Mark Major to bring you the Troubleshooter Automotive Edition, Saturdays, 10 to noon.
Yes, Tom, I'll tell you what, I do appreciate that, too. Ever since we've started the Troubleshooter Automotive Edition, we have saved people over $40,000 in 8 weeks, and I look forward to you, the listener, calling in this weekend between 10 and noon. That's 10 to noon this Saturday.
What's right?
What's wrong?
Your opinions with Jay Marvin.
Is it moral? Is it right to punish people for their sexuality?
Jay Marvin taking a stand.
I don't think it is. But how, as liberals and progressives, how do we handle this? My father, my real father, was gay.
I had to keep it under wraps.
And it kept him away from me. And I had to find out about him through other people. And I really believe that we should start to have a debate in this country about what's moral and right.
Jay Marvin, mornings at 6 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. Even I don't have the time to answer all of your automotive maintenance and repair questions or to solve those nasty car problems. That's why I've teamed up with Mark Major to bring you the Troubleshooter Automotive Edition, Saturdays, 10 to noon. Yes.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. Thousands of auto workers in this country, Canada, and Mexico may not have a Ford in their future. A little over 2 hours from now, the number two American car company will announce major plant closings and job cuts. This worker says he's resigned to the inevitable.
I've had 29 years of good living from Ford, and if my plant closes, then so it be.
Ford could eliminate as many as 30,000 jobs and close as many as 10 plants to cut costs and better compete with foreign car companies. Ford has just reported a $124 million fourth quarter profit, boosting its profit for the full year to $2 billion, but 42% less than it made the year before. A diet pill that's been available only with a doctor's prescription could be sold over-the-counter before long. CBS's Dan Revive has that.
The pill is Zenical, though the over-the-counter version will be a half dose with a different name, Ali. That's assuming the Food and Drug Administration goes along with not requiring a prescription. Two FDA advisory panels are likely to vote yes today.
I think it's a reasonable idea to offer this as an over-the-counter weight control aid.
Says Dr. Howard Eisenson, head of the Duke University Diet and Fitness Center. As for the pill making most users have to run to the bathroom a lot?
It's kind of a self-limiting side effect.
So this pill that blocks fat absorption isn't likely to be overused. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
The Senate subcommittee is trying to find out what can be done to better protect coal miners. 15 miners have been killed in 2 accidents in West Virginia and 1 in Kentucky since the start of the year.
I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. The first of what will probably be several hearings into the mine disaster in West Virginia is set for this morning, just days after a second mine accident took the lives of more men who dig for the nation's coal. It was the explosion that took a dozen lives at the Sago mine that forced congressional attention on mine safety. And some of the top government officials charged with keeping miners safe and finding out what goes wrong in accidents will be questioned at this hearing.
Kobe Bryant is still trying to explain it, how he scored 81 points to lead the Los Angeles Lakers over the Toronto Raptors last night.
To sit here and say that I grasp, you know, what happened tonight, you know, I'd be lying, man. I really hasn't sank in.
Believe it or not, Bryant's 81 points didn't break the single-game scoring record. That mark still belongs to Wilt Chamberlain, who scored 100 in a game in 1962. The Seattle Seahawks are going to the Super Bowl for the first time.
Detroit Hawk City, oh, are you ready? 2 weeks, we're ready to go.
Seattle beat Carolina to win the NFC Championship behind a pair of Sean Alexander touchdowns.
We've got a team, and a team is when one guy falls down, another man steps up, and that's what we did.
Seattle meets the AFC champion Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh knocked off Denver. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are pointing to a modest bounce back from Friday's blowout on Wall Street. They're up 3.5 points. Oil's down half a dollar. This is CBS News.
Here's to you, my friend. We're not getting older. We're getting
older.
The aches, the pains. Maybe you need a new mattress. With my Tempur-Pedic mattress, I don't have aches and pains anymore. I feel refreshed and energized.
You have been a bit chipper lately.
It's the bed, not the birthdays.
Want a guaranteed better night's sleep? Call Tempur-Pedic at 1-800-816-2719 for a free better sleep video, a 90-day trial certificate, and a sample of the proprietary Tempur pressure relieving material. Call 1-800-816-2719 today. That's 1-800-816-2719.
Are you making too many trips to the bathroom? Super Prostate Formula reduces nighttime urination and improves sleep. We're so confident that you'll be thrilled with Super Prostate Formula that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Super Prostate Formula and reclaim control. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 1-800-414-2152. 1-800-414-2152. That's 1-800-414-2152.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report, and Mike Malloy. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder.
Call The Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we're looking good on the highway so far this morning. I-25, I-70, and 225 all checking clear. Also doing okay on C-470, 6th Avenue, and the Turnpike. Now around town, things are quiet on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, Arapahoe, Broadway, Bayside, and South Boulder Road all seem to be moving along just fine. Checking the forecast, expect sunny skies today, highs in the upper 40s. Right now it's cold at 17 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Journey to the far corners of the world with the incredible Dr. Doolittle, starring Tommy Toon and a host of amazing animals. Dr. Doolittle plays the Buell Theater January 31st through February 12th. Tickets available at King Supers, DenverCenter.org, or call 303-893-4100.
Randy Rhodes.
Yeah. The president can't stop lying. See, he's got a very dysfunctional relationship with the truth because he's got this personal compulsion to say whatever makes him look good at the moment because he can't stand being despised. His own parents have nothing good to say about him. So he'll stage a major photo op.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended.
When they haven't.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by LendingTree.com, where a marketplace of banks and lenders compete for your business. When banks compete, you win. I'm Charles Osgood. This is the day Ford workers have been dreading.
We are hearing that they are going to be announcing job cuts of upwards of 30,000 people, which is 25,000 UAW union workers, and about 5,000 of more non-union or white-collar jobs.
Auto analyst Rebecca Lindland.
We're also expecting them to announce closures of 5 assembly plants and possibly 5 other types of plants, like a stamping or tooling plant.
The announcement set for 10:30 this morning Eastern Time at company headquarters in Dearborn. That's the when and the where. The what and the why after this.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Emergency, this is Edwina.
I knew this would happen someday. My granddaughter locked my keys in my car.
You're blaming it on the granddaughter.
Well, I shut the door. I guess it's my fault.
You remember your security PIN number?
775.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
How old is your granddaughter?
6.
Oh, dear. You know, it's funny, tonight we had a couple call in. She blamed it on her kids, and they yelled from the back seat, "No, we didn't."
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
There you go. It's open. Give it a try.
Yeah, I heard it. This is the coolest thing ever. The lady opened our car. I told my wife. Thank you.
You have a great weekend.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles. And unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. OnStar by GM. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com.
Analysts say Ford has no choice but to make the cut that will be announced this morning. Eric Merkel of IRN Incorporated.
It's going to be a deep cut, there's no question. And quite honestly, it has to be. This is just reflecting what's the reality of the marketplace.
The so-called legacy costs that make it so expensive for Ford to make its cars are only one side of the coin. It's the other side that's the killer.
The real issue is that Ford has too much capacity for the current number of sales of vehicles that they sell in the U.S.
There it is in a nutshell. Too many employees, not enough customers.
Right now, Ford, in terms of from a sales perspective, they're bleeding all over the table. And that's the real issue here at Ford.
No company can stand the billion-dollar losses that Ford is suffering. Ford has to find some way to stop the decline in market share that's been going on for a decade.
Take a look at where Ford was 10 years ago with this market share. They were at 26%. Today they're hovering somewhere just below 18%. And that's why they have to reduce that overhead cost structure that they have in place right now.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free.
I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
The Osgood File, January 23rd, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Third down and goal from just inside the five. Poot, Roethlisberger at the five. Roethlisberger dives, and he's got a Pittsburgh touchdown. Fake the handoff to Bettis. Roethlisberger kept it off the left side, and that will just about do it. 2:59 to go. It's now Pittsburgh 33, Denver 17.
Dave Logan, our buddy from KOA. 6:09, 9 minutes after 6, AM 760. Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin, good morning. High today, 43. Cold out there this morning. I say that every morning. You know what? Cold out there this morning. But it was like 19 degrees at one point coming into work. Are we going to talk about the Broncos? Yeah, well, they lost, and we are going to talk about them. We're not going to do it right now, but we're going to do it a little bit later on in the program. I'm going to try my in-depth analysis, my analyzation of the Broncos' loss. Oh, man. And, you know, I heard this on the news coming in, the CBS News, listening to AM 760, that today is supposed to be like Major Depression Day. What is this, January the 23rd? Here's why, and you keep the Broncos out of this. But here's why it's supposed to be Major Depression Day. Holiday bills come due. Lack of sunlight, which, of course, hurts us during the hour of no power here because it'll take us longer to get the signal up. And those two things right there are supposed to be contributing to depression, something I know really well. Now, you throw in the Broncos loss, and that adds to it, right? Because, regardless politically on the spectrum where you sit, whether you're right, left, in the middle, a lot of you are Broncos fans, as I found out last week. A lot of you are into football. So, are you depressed this morning? We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Also, you know something else I saw in the paper yesterday in the perspective section of the Denver Post, I believe it was. Yeah, the Denver Post, because the Rocky is not out on Sunday, except for that little editorial thing with Molly Ivins in the perspective section. But I saw this in the perspective section yesterday, too. And you know what? It's so superficial, and it's so frivolous. But there were a bunch of letters in there about this. Jake Plummer's hair. You know what? That he has hair like and a beard and all this stuff. Like, who gives a crap? And what are we supposed to have, like a dress code? I hate dress codes. And one of the things that, you know what, is really great about radio, and I was thinking about this yesterday because I've now been in this business 33 years. You know, while my sister runs a real estate company and has lived in the same house in Santa Ana, Tustin, California, and the people I went to high school with and grew up with have all lived in the same place. For 33 years, I've done nothing but move every couple of years, including moving out of here once, and now I'm back. And Mary, God bless her, she remarked, I think it was yesterday, or maybe it was Saturday night, she said, and I've been with you for that 25 years, and now we're moving again. But this time, of course, I'm not leaving, we're just moving to another house. So we never stop moving. And you know something? I'm getting too old for this. I got to settle down. I got to stop moving around. We're going to talk about Osama bin Laden. I want to get to this thing that flared up Friday on open phones. And, you know, I admit to this, and Mary pointed it out to me. I haven't, as of late, been the most patient person in the world. I've been a little bit combative, a little bit edgy. And I suspect that part of that has to do with this medication I'm taking.
and I'm scheduled to go to the doctor tomorrow. And that's going to be my number one complaint, that this medication, while it keeps me from being depressed, it jacks up my anger level. So we got into this whole thing on Friday about Osama bin Laden and about there were people out there, and see, I can't see this, but there are people out there who honestly believe that the Osama bin Laden tape, the scratchy audio tape that was released last week, is an absolute fake, that the administration put the tape out in order to, you know, run a distraction from the Jack Abramoff problem, which Time magazine reports this week, that there are photos of Bush and Abramoff together, some of them with Abramoff's family, his kids. And as you know, the White House was scrambling around here last week, or maybe it was the week before, trying to get all the Abramoff photos and get rid of them, so that there weren't any that could be shown. And while Time does not have the Abramoff photos to show, they've got a quote from somebody, from an anonymous source that has these photos. And Time says that sooner or later these photos are going to come out. But back to what I was talking about here. There were people who were trying to argue in earnest with me, and I got a bunch of email on this, and I just don't believe this, that the Osama bin Laden tape is fake, and that maybe the administration was behind putting it out because they want to distract from Abramoff, or they want to distract from the problems in Iraq, where we had more people killed over the weekend, including a couple of United States airmen. Any buffet of ideas out there that people thought. So I thought during the hour of no power, I'd ask you at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600, if you honestly believe in your heart and soul that the bin Laden tape was faked. Now, there are all kinds of conspiracy people out there. And, you know, I don't find conspiracies to, number one, be entertaining, and number two, I cast a very jaundiced eye on them. I'm suspicious of them. And I don't want to get into all of the theories, the conspiracies that are out there. Because, you know something, then I'll get people who will call with this stuff. Maybe you'll call with it. And I just, you know, there's something about it. I mean, to me, it's just unreality. And I feel that way about the bin Laden tape. I feel exactly the same way. That it's just unreality to assume that the administration would put this out. If you read the book State of War, I believe it's by James Risen, the New York Times reporter, where he's talking about the intelligence apparatus in this country, and he's talking about how they're very slow to react to things, and that when the Bush administration came in, they subverted all of the decision-making apparatus of the CIA and of the intelligence community within the administration. I mean, I'm sorry, within the federal government, and they started making snap decisions about what to do, where it usually takes years and years for major foreign policy shifts to kind of work its way through the layers of the intelligence agencies into the White House. And yeah, you know, you can point to the fact that we didn't raise the threat level. Now, is that reality or is that a coincidence? Because life is filled with a lot of coincidences. I mean, it really is. And these coincidences often turn out to be nothing. And I can think of a lot of examples of things that have gone on where there's been coincidence involved. And people have said, oh, there must be some kind of a conspiracy. And then it turns out in the end that there wasn't. You know what? And here's one. I'll give you one real quick. And I saw this happen on television. And maybe you're not old enough to remember this. But Robert Kennedy getting gunned down at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. First thought was that Sirhan didn't act alone and that there was some kind of conspiracy because Sirhan got in somehow and was able to pull a gun on Kennedy. And now it turns out years later that, you know something, Sirhan was an unbalanced nutcase and that he did pull it off by himself. But, man, the conspiracy theories are flying thick and fast back when that happened. 303-713-7600. Okay, is the Osama bin Laden tape real? We'll take your calls coming up. 617, 17 after 6, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, things still looking pretty good right now. Arapahoe Broadway Bayside, they're quiet. So is Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Now, the turnpike looking good east to westbound as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. And we're starting to bunch up just a little bit on the north end of town between 84th Avenue and the turnpike. After you pass that, though, things look real good if you ride into downtown and even down through T-Rex. Now, 225, C-470, and I-70 all in great shape so far this morning. And on to the forecast, it'll be sunny today. Highs in the upper 40s. We're at 17 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
K&H Windows is the only window and siding company in Colorado personally endorsed by Tom Martino, and they'll help you save on your heating bills. Right now, when you buy one window, you get one free. That's right, buy one, get one free. For a free in-home estimate, call 421-7100 or go to khwindows.com.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, don't you want your lawyer to be a progressive just like you? Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With 15 years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner is used to fighting corporations and supporting causes for real people. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-316-61 or go to MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Einstein Brothers Bagels has a brain teaser for you. Listen, every day, hear the difference? Every day is two words. Every day, just one. Every day means, you know, every single day. Every day means boring. Yeah, it's subtle but important, because sometimes the things you do every day become every day. Like breakfast. A lot of people eat the same thing every day. And over time, your everyday breakfast becomes every day. So today, change things up. Visit Einstein Brothers. Get a fresh baked bagel with a smear of cream cheese. Try one of our gourmet breakfast sandwiches or sample some darn good coffee. Heck, we have so many fresh bagels and delicious coffees. You could have breakfast here every day without it ever becoming every day. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spinach and bacon breakfast panini served on grilled ciabatta bread. Try one today with a cup of our darn good coffee. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
In the competitive world of dating, you can always use a little help. That's why Match.com is now working with
the one, the only, Dr. Phil!
At Match.com, we've got the right people, and Dr. Phil's got the right insight. It's a great way to the right relationship.
If you want to be a winner in love, you want to be a winner in relationships, then do what it takes.
Match.com will show you who. Dr. Phil will show you how. Visit Match.com, the number one site for love.
The Company Corporation does not offer financial or legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today. Call 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, it's the Stones. Oh, my God, it's Jay Marvin on a Bronco Loses Monday. 621, 21 minutes after 6. High today, 43. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Coming up at the half hour, we're going to talk to Faiz Shakur from the Center for American Progress. He's the assistant editor for the Progress Report and thinkprogress.org. And we'll ask him about this whole Osama bin Laden thing. And I'm asking this morning, I mean, do you think this Osama bin Laden tape is a fake? And it's kind of a carryover from the discussion that went on Friday. 303-713-7600. Because perhaps I wasn't fair to people on Friday. Even though, as I say, I'm like really, really critical. And I just don't believe it's reality to believe that the thing is fake. Now, fake. Okay. Let's go to Laura in Boulder. Laura, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Pretty good. Thanks for your great show.
Oh, you're very kind.
Okay, this is my thought on it. You might have heard before 9/11 that Osama bin Laden was actually in the U.S. He was in a hospital here. And my understanding is that his kidneys were failing even then because maybe diabetic condition, I'm not sure. But my understanding is that he needs dialysis. And you can't be romping around in caves and in sandy, you know, hillsides in Afghanistan and into the border of Pakistan without getting... People that need dialysis need it at least every third day. And I think that he... Here's the thing that I see is that everything that goes on the news now is manipulated and managed by five major corporations. And Al Gore, who was a vice president of our country, gave one of the most stellar speeches on Monday, on Martin Luther King Day, that I've heard in a long time. And that speech, you know, elaborates how the democratic principles of our government are collapsing.
Well, I don't disagree with that. Of course, what Al Gore ought to point out is that it was on Al Gore and Bill Clinton's watch that they signed the Telecommunications Act of 1996, which caused all of this consolidation and all of these problems, and they were willing to go along with it there. Now, as far as bin Laden being in this country, I've never heard that story. What I have heard is that his family was here. But you know what? His family is disconnected from him. In other words,
the
reports are that they don't talk to him, that they're in the construction business, and that they think that he's somewhat kind of a loon. And then the third thing I want to point out to you is that if you read the New York Times over the weekend, they've got a story about how Waziristan, I think is what it's called, and in that area where there are tribes that are extremely religious, and also... That Al-Qaeda is using religion and paranoia and all kinds of things to get young men from these tribes to enlist in their cause. So they're rebuilding, and the Pakistani government can't control what's going on there, although they dispute that.
Yeah,
and the United States government, States government doesn't have enough troops there, and that's where bin Laden and Mullah, I can't think of his name now, the other guy who's head of the Taliban, that's where they're hiding out. So it's not as if he's... And then the last thing is, you know, the kidney thing? I've heard that, too. I've heard it a lot. But then I've also heard some reports that that's unsubstantiated.
Yeah. Okay, well, here's the thing. I recommend, if you haven't seen it, it's not as good as I anticipated, but you might want to go and see the movie Syriana. Have you heard about that
movie? Yeah, I sure have, with George Clooney, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's very obtuse. I mean, unless you really know what's going on, it's really obtuse to get it. But basically, when oil becomes more and more precious, we want oil. We went to, I don't know if it's Tajikistan or Uzbekistan, but we went over there, we did big, and they torture people over there.
Oh, yeah, no question.
And, so the U.S. goes over there, gives them $2 billion across 3 years, and lines up for Ken Lay and Enron to buy the oil rights
okay,
and the gas
but,
line
all
rights.
Okay, right, you know, I know, I've heard all of this, and I've read all this. By the way, we're crossways right now with the Uzbekistan government for oppressing dissent in their own people. But you know what? This doesn't tie in with the idea that the bin Laden tape was fake.
Well, here's the thing that I heard, and I think that, you know, like the people that do CNN and the people that do Fox News, we know that a lot of that news is manipulated, but occasionally...
Well, I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, but my point is, occasionally, the guys that are making the report, they notice that this particular report came out in 4 hours instead of a day and a half.
Well, so what does that got to do with anything?
It has to do with voice identification, and that's the report that I heard.
Yeah, but the CIA, you know, the CIA has identified the voice as being bin Laden, and we had Michael Scheuer on here from the CIA, the bin Laden unit, and he hunted him for, what, 10 years, 15 years?
Yes.
And he agrees that both the CIA and private industry was able to confirm that it was his voice, and you know what? It doesn't take that much time to be able to get that together. Thanks,
yes.
Laura.
I appreciate
the call.
All right,
thanks.
Bye now.
Let's go to Joe in Broomfield. Joe, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, how you doing, Jay?
Hey, how are you, man?
Okay, this is Dr. Joe. I just want to offer you some free consultation for your meds if you don't get where you need to go with your physician.
Well, you got,
anyhow,
you got it.
No, I think I could offer you some good advice. But anyhow, besides that, I just wanted to comment on the topic of the morning. I do think that the tape is probably real, but I'm very skeptical, like we all should be. And the reason I'm skeptical about it is basically this whole NSA issue is at the forefront right now. I don't think it has anything to do with Abramoff. I don't think it has anything to do with The Rock. I think it has to do with the NSA, if it were not real, because you have Karl Rove going out talking about it. You have the administration really sweating this right now. And what a better time to have Bin Laden threatening the U.S. When the NSA issue's at the forefront. So, I think it's real, but it's suspicious timing.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good statement. But you know what I think it is? I have no proof of this. But for the last couple of months, the last 3 or 4 months, the story that's been circulating, unconfirmed, but comes up on these talking head shows and in the media all the time, is that this guy's dead. That this guy's dead, that he possibly could be dead. Remember when they had the big earthquake? Oh, he might have died in the earthquake.
Right.
That he's dead. And, you know, maybe this is Al-Qaeda in his way of saying, want to know something? I've been quiet, and you think I'm dead, but trust me, I'm still around.
Right. Yeah, it's hard to know what's going on. You just, the problem is you can't trust what our government does, and you never know what's real and what's not real. You know, so it's very, very difficult to know what's happening here. But I think you're right. I think the tape is probably real, but I'm very skeptical about it.
All right. Well, you see, I think it is him, and I think we should worry about it, as I said on Friday. And I think we and you know, you want to read something that'll scare the hell out of you. Get this book, State of War, man. Read this book about State of War. I mean, I had a guy call me up on Friday when I had Schroyer on, and he said, well, you know, you haven't read Imperial Hubris, obviously. And he's right, because I've been busy reading this book. It's not that thick, but I've been reading it. And you want to get the bejesus scared out of you, read this book. I mean, I'm talking about go get it today and start it. And it'll blow your mind.
Who's the author?
His last name is Risen, R-I-S-E-N. I can't think of his first name.
I'll go get it.
James Risen is his first name. Our first and last name, James Risen. Get the book, man.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you, Joe.
All right, talk to you later.
All right. 303-713-7600, and we've got Faiz Shakir coming up next. We'll ask him about the validity of this tape. 303-713-7600, do you think the tape of Bin Laden, which was out last week, do you think it's really real? Because people were calling me and trying to argue that it wasn't, and I just don't think they're right. I mean, I think it is real. Here's somebody that certainly is real. With Progressive Traffic, here's Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We're looking pretty good this morning. I-25 starting to fill in on the north end of town. Busy from 84th Avenue down to the Turnpike. Some things open up as you head into downtown and through 2X now. I-70 and 225 check in clear, and C-470 and 6th Avenue move along just fine this morning. And things around town, well, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 starting to pick up just a little bit. So is Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, and South Boulder Road, and the Turnpike looking real good. As you make your way through Bloomfield and Westminster, a little slowing there, right around Federal if you're headed eastbound now. On to the forecast, expect sunny skies.
You know, it's amazing how many things you can do online these days. Plastic surgery online is still a few years off, but I bet they're working on it. And what about doing all your car insurance business online? Well, it's already here. At Geico.com, you can do most everything. Change drivers, change cars, change coverage, change your oil. I made that last one up. Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car.
People, how to make a fortune with online auctions like eBay. It's so easy. This software is actually illegal in some states, but not yours. So pick up the phone and get your free CD from Internet Speedway now. Make a fortune with this system while it's still legal in your state. 1-800-700-5903. 1-800-700-5903. 1-800-700-5903.
If you have an adjustable rate mortgage, you might be taking risks with your family's biggest investment.
Homeowners, rates won't stay this low forever. Call the mortgage store today. Don't miss out on taking advantage of historic low rates.
The economy continues to improve,
and the Federal Reserve has begun to raise interest rates.
But right now, you can still lock in a low fixed rate mortgage in the fives.
The mortgage store is a direct lender.
insured, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and the best service. Here's what our customers had to say.
It was just so easy. I've never had a refinance so easy.
We closed within days and saved over $350 a month.
We approve our own loans, so even if you've had some credit problems, you can still call us today and get a great fixed rate mortgage in the fives.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and be sure to ask about the 6 months with no payment option. Open evenings and weekends. Call now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
Who decided the best way to lose weight was by skipping things? Like breakfast. The truth is, studies suggest that breakfast actually plays an important role in weight loss, and that the calcium and nutrients in milk make breakfast work even harder for helping you achieve a healthy weight. And including low-fat or fat-free milk with breakfast is a great way to get closer to your goal of 24 ounces a day. Still think skipping breakfast is a good idea? 24 ounces in 24 hours. Milk your diet. Lose weight. To learn more about the science, go to 2424milk.com.
Let's face it, most everyone can use some extra cash from time to time.
Ted is a Check and Go associate.
So I tell people that no matter what the reason, you can get the cash you need at Check and Go. We'll hold your personal check till payday. Contact us. We'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a Check and Go near you. Or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and Denver Center Attraction are giving you the chance to win tickets to August Wilson's Gem of the Ocean, a play that'll leave you shaken and breathless. For more information, log on to am760.net.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, Hendricks is 6:34, 26 minutes in front of 7. I want to send that out to the doctor called in. No power hour, 303-713-7600. We're going to talk to Faz Shakur. And Faz is he's an assistant editor for the Progress Report and thinkprogress.org at the Center for American Progress, one of our favorite places. He holds a degree in government from Harvard University and is currently a J.D. candidate in the Georgetown Law Center. And Faz, good morning and welcome to AM 760.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, yeah, you bet. All right. Let's start with this speculation. Now, somebody brought this up last Friday, and I'm kind of carrying it over here into Monday. Do you think that the Bin Laden tape, which was released last week, think it's real?
Well, there's been a lot of speculation now about that, right? Because I think the interesting part about the tape is that he doesn't really mention his faith in Islam that much. As contrasted to prior tapes where he talked about stories from the Quran and brought those up prominently, this didn't seem to contain those same references. But the argument for why it is real is that it was a message directed at the American people, and that he was staying on a particular message, trying to share a certain point of view with the American people. So, you know, there are certain questions there. I'm not ready and willing to say that it's a fake yet.
He got into that whole Islamic kind of thing, I guess, that he's used before about, and I think this is from the Quran, but I'm not real sure about this, about the whole thing of a truce. And, you know, then if you don't accept the truce, then, you know, don't blame us when something happens. We offered you a chance. Isn't that in the Quran? Isn't that kind of an Islamic kind of a thing? Or correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I think you're right. I think what from the religious text, I think it comes from the lessons of the Prophet Muhammad, from the Prophet of Islam. I think that when he had been engaged in battle, he had offered these sort of similar truces with warring nations that warred with him. He would say, well, first, before I fight you, I will offer you a truce. If you don't accept the truce, then I will fight you. And so many religious scholars have interpreted Bin Laden's offer now as a similar approach.
See, it seems to me if the tape were a fake, and he does talk about events in December, so...
That's right.
Yeah, it's not like a current event thing, but... If the tape were a fake, it seems to me that it wouldn't contain that kind of message, that kind of information. It seems to me that it would be, you know, something else, because that kind of message is right in line with the way he thinks and operates, and it is out of Islam. That's why it leads me to believe that. Oh, I want to throw one other thing too for you to consider and for people listening to consider. And I brought this up earlier in the hour. There's been a lot of speculation about him being dead. Maybe this is his way of saying, you know something, I'm still here.
That's right. I mean, I think he's largely been forgotten for the most part. His number two, Ayman al-Zawahiri, has been releasing a lot of audio tapes and videotapes, probably grabbing a lot of the attention from him. And then all the speculation has abounded about whether he died in the earthquakes in Pakistan last November, December. And so I think you're right that this might have been an opportunity for him to say, hey, I'm still here. I'm still an influential leader, and my movement is still going on.
Then over the weekend on Sunday, the New York Times had an article which the Pakistani officials dispute the gist of what this was saying, that the Al-Qaeda is rebuilding itself in the Waziristan area of a mountainous region there between Afghanistan and Pakistan, and that bin Laden and Zawahiri and Mullah Omar are in that area.
Well, it's long been speculated that that might be the place that they could be, because it's very much a frontier area where there's very little development. Very few people can reach it, because if you can imagine the Rocky Mountains, as you probably can, extending and being even more cavernous and more desolate than it is. That's the region that we're talking about. And of course, these terrorists are very familiar with the landscape. Pretty much enjoy the way the life that they have out there, living in desolation and being able to practice their ideology without much interference. And so it's a great place for him to hide out, and many speculate that he's there right now.
And the tribes there protect him.
Oh, that's right. And communication there generally is primitive, in the sense that it's messengers, right? So they can control their flow of information, make sure that nobody's wiretapping them and that sort of thing. They just communicate through primitive means.
And we can't get in there.
I guess we could. I think that's the issue, is that had we made a commitment to going after him, it would have been very difficult. And I think the administration recognized it would have been a very difficult task, because it's not the type of battle that we can say, oh, we're winning, we're making progress. You just have to send troops in there. You have to scour this place basically square mile by square mile, and you have to have a lot of people who are willing to go into these hazardous conditions. And the Bush administration didn't really want to do that. They wanted to go for an easier, softer target in Iraq.
You know, and the Pakistani government isn't doing such a great job, even though they're denying that. And there's a story this morning in the news where they're claiming that the United States is full of it on their intelligence, and that they don't want the United States to pull another one of those Hellfire missile incidents again.
That's right. Well, they have a very difficult balancing act, and I'm talking about Pervez Musharraf, the president of Pakistan, because he has to, on the one hand, show that he's an ally of the United States in the war on terror, because he's receiving a lot of funding from us. But on the other hand, he has a base, his sort of constituency, his political constituency, which is very anti-American in many ways, very skeptical of America's intentions. And so when we recently struck at the Al-Qaeda camp in Pakistan, it was actually a strike within the territorial integrity of Pakistan. So there were all these protests that came out, oh, why are you striking our country? And so they have this very difficult balancing act there to try to show that they're, on the one hand, an ally, but yet not willing to be bowled over by America's interests.
6:40, 20 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760. Faz Shakir with us from the Center for American Progress. Okay, I don't know. This is total speculation. If this tape were to be fake, and it would obviously have to be put out by the government, and it would obviously have to be put out by, the CIA, somebody in the intelligence community, what would be the plus for putting out a fake tape of Osama bin Laden?
I think that's the biggest detriment to the argument that it is a fake, because there doesn't seem to be a clear purpose. One could argue that, well, this may help to justify the NSA wiretapping program. And I guess you could make that argument, although you probably wanted to do this a lot earlier, because at this point there seems to be a head of steam now building for the movement that this is an illegal program, and the hearings are coming up shortly. I think that, in general, now we've seen tapes from bin Laden 3 or 4 times, and each time I think it comes out, it shows that the president has forgotten this guy. You know, we're now 4 years after the fact of 9/11, and he's still out there roaming free and declaring that he's going to strike the United States. So I think each time these sorts of events occur, it shows that the President Bush, there's a big blind spot in his war on terror rhetoric, that he has totally forgotten the guy who carried out 9/11.
You know, you're right, though. He is largely forgotten. I mean, if you look at the discourse that goes on about foreign policy in this country and about the war and this administration's taking the war in Iraq and blending it in with the war on terrorism, with when you know which people like Jack Murtha claim is not true, and that we need to separate the two of them, and I think he's right about that. Very little ever comes up about Osama bin Laden. And when you raise the question of bin Laden with those who support the administration, they have a tendency to slough that off. And this is the guy who we know was responsible for 9/11.
Right, and even President Bush himself doesn't mention bin Laden's name anymore. You never really see it come out of his mouth, for good reason, because he doesn't want you to remember that this guy is still out there, and this was the obvious primary cause of instigating the war on terror. I think that what can be said, though, of bin Laden's timing on these tapes, that's generally the argument made for those who want to claim that these are fake, is that these tapes tend to come out at politically advantageous times for the administration. I think you could also argue, on the other hand, that bin Laden himself is relatively media savvy here, understanding when he can make an influence, when his tapes will permeate the public. And so here was a great opportunity, I think, for himself after the November elections of 2004. It's been a long time since we've heard from him, and here he comes and makes a big splash and says, "Hey, I'm still on the scene, and I'm ready to attack you. I'm in preparations, and I'm offering you a truce." So he's in essence trying to build himself as a diplomatic leader. Really has changed his image from that which we remembered him from 9/11.
How much of what's in that tape is aimed at the Arab world?
I think a lot of it, actually, and it wasn't explicit in the sense that he didn't say this is a message for the Arab world. In essence, what he was saying is this is a message for the American people. But the message he wanted to get to the Arab world is that I am now a diplomatic leader. I am not the terrorist that President Bush called me after the days after 9/11. I am a guy who is leading a large movement here, and I'm conducting it in a way that is intelligent, and I'm trying to build my base, and I'm offering truces now. And I think from our perspective, we should recall that this is the guy who did strike us on 9/11. This is the guy who started it all. This is the guy who's the head of the head of the beast, the head of the war on terror. We should never forget that. This is who we should be conducting the war against. Should his influence spread, that would be a very dangerous thing for us. And I think that by going into Iraq, his influence is spreading, both in Iran, and you look at the attacks carried out in Bali and Spain and London, and you could just name them all. And it seems that he is spawning this movement, and that's something that we should be very concerned about.
Yeah, and he's never going to give up, and they're never going to give up, because they're convinced in their minds that they can do the same thing to us that they did to the Soviets.
And they're willing to die for it. I mean, that's a very powerful cause on their behalf. And he's a very credible actor in the Arab world, because this was a guy who was born and raised in a very rich Saudi family. He basically left the riches to go and fight in Afghanistan on behalf of these fighting against the Soviets. And so he's a very credible messenger in that part of the world, in the sense that he talked the talk and then walked the walk. And so whenever he says, "I'm going to die for everything," we shouldn't take it with a grain of salt. We should be very serious about what he's saying. He's generally shown to be very credible in when he has said he's going to attack us. So I think that we should be on high alert. I'm surprised that they haven't raised the terror alert status, although I do have questions about whether it's politicized. But here it seems to be that a good case in point for raising the terror alert status,
right,
if ever.
Yeah. Yeah, but who knows with this administration. I mean, I've been plugging this book all morning so far. Read that book, State of War. I mean, you never know what. I mean, these people are off on some other planet. Faz, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. And thanks for getting up this morning. And we'll talk to you again.
Happy to be on, Jay.
Okay, see you later. All right, there's Faz Shakir from the Center for American Progress. We'll take your calls on the bin Laden tape. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we'll talk to somebody else who knows a lot about bin Laden, Rand Beers. We'll talk to him about this. And then we're going to get into you explaining to me what in the world went wrong with the Broncos game. Okay, your in-depth analysis of the Broncos situation. 46, 14 minutes away from 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We're in good shape around town. Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93 is starting to pick up just a little bit. Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, and South Boulder Road moving along okay. And the Turnpike looking real good. A little bit of slowing for you eastbound as you approach Federal. Now, southbound I-25 loaded up, coming out of Thornton North Glen, and opens up as you head into downtown and through T-Rex. I-70 looking real good between Route Ridge and Aurora. 225, C-470, and 6th Avenue are in good shape at the moment. Now on to the forecast. It's going to be a little chilly this morning, so you want to bundle up as you head out. Things warm up, highs in
the upper 40s for the day. Right now it's 17 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Learn to earn at Emily Griffith Opportunity School. Begin a career in exciting fields like airframe mechanics, auto mechanics, nursing, cosmetology, culinary arts, and more. For quality education and affordable prices, call 720-423-4700 or at egos-school.com.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-508-7100. That's 1-800-508-7100. 1-800-508-7100.
648, 48 minutes past the hour, AM 760. Progressive Talk. Good to have you along here this morning. Hope you had a great time at the National Western. I saw in the paper that it broke all records. And Rocky's Autos was pleased to send you, if you were a member of a charitable organization or a charity. Rocky's Autos, they have the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. I can't say enough about them because they're not only a place where Mary and I and John Turk, and among others who produced this show, have bought cars, but they're good friends, too. And Rocky's has got good people working there. You know what? Over 100 employees, and they're dedicated to making sure that your buying experience is a pleasant one. And they go out of their way to make sure that that happens. So if you're headed out there, see my friend Spanky, see my friend the Alshear brothers, my friends the Alshear brothers, and also check out Colby and the Tower of Power. They're just really, really good people to do business with. They're just, you know, the staff is passionate. They want to help you out. Every automobile, everything that rolls in that lot is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. You can see their business philosophy right there, and you can check out the inventory, too, or get down there and see them. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
It's cold season again. Good thing there's Hall's Fruit Breezers. Hall's Fruit Breezers come in a variety of delicious flavors, like cool berry or creamy orange. They taste great and work at soothing scratchy, irritated throats. Get some Hall's Fruit Breezers and enjoy the taste of sweet relief.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at kirkpatrickwindows.com.
Listen to AM 760 all day and all night on AM760.net. Download show clips and interviews to your MP3 player. Join the Progressive Club. Find out about upcoming contests and events. Stay connected with AM760.net. The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Woodstock, it may be gone, but it's not dead. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Good stuff. Jay Marvin with you here on the Hour of No Power. You know, like in the old days of radio, where you gathered around your little transistor radio, you had it in your bed or whatever the case is, and the AM radio station drifted in and out, and the signal was staticky. And you hung on the disc jockey's every word, which I'm not saying you're hanging on my every word, but you pressed your ear up there, and you couldn't figure out why where you lived. The signal was the way it was because you didn't have any I'm just kind of going into my own childhood. All right, is the Osama bin Laden tape, is it real or is it fake? Here's Mary in Broomfield. Mary, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hi.
Hi. Mm-hmm.
Well, there are just a couple of things that I wanted to say, and they come from old children's stories. One of them is the little boy that yelled wolf. How many times are you going to yell wolf before everybody starts saying, well, maybe there isn't a wolf? And the other thing is Barnum and Bailey, P.T. Barnum said, you can fool all of the people some of the time. Some of the people all the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time.
Well, to your first one about crying wolf, I mean, I think Michael Schreuer who wrote Imperial Hubris, talked about this last week, and a lot of people have talked about this. See, we're conditioned to believe that if somebody says they're going to do something, if somebody says they're going to bomb you, or they're going to have an act of terrorism, then we expect it to happen, and we think it's going to happen in short order. But Al-Qaeda has proven that when they take action, sometimes it takes them years to get it done, and that they wait and that they're very, very patient, which makes them very, very dangerous. And they will release propaganda, just like anybody who's in any movement does it, whether they're violent or they're not violent, and they'll saber-rattle, such as what you heard Bin Laden talking about on that tape, but it will take them a while to take care of things. And they wait very patiently, and they plan. And I think that to your second point about P.T. Barnum and about people being fooled, I think that applies more to the administration than it does to Osama bin Laden, to be honest with you. I think it would be a terrible, terrible mistake to think in our minds in any way, shape, or form that this guy is not real, that he's not intent on doing what he's intent on doing. And Faz Shakir brought up a really important point, and that is that on this administration's so-called global war on terrorism, right?
Yeah.
This administration pays little or no attention to bin Laden. And as a matter of fact, John Turk pointed this out to me. I think it was last week, George W. Bush made a terrible psychological slip. Very few people picked up on this. But he confused Osama bin Laden with Saddam Hussein and then withdrew it. And then said, oh, I mean Osama bin Laden.
Well, as far as the administration goes, that's pretty much what I was talking about with P.T. Barnum. That's why they can't raise the alert flag anymore, because nobody believes it. So why should they do it?
Well, I think that's a critical mistake on our part. I think people who have studied Al-Qaeda for years will tell you over and over again, they're not instantaneous, but they're well-planned.
Well, that's
and they're more than willing to do it, and they're more than willing to die. And if you look at the New York Times article over the weekend, which the Pakistani government insists is not true, however, there are a number of very credible sources quoted in there. Al-Qaeda is rebuilding itself in the Waziristan area and are now increasingly carrying out attacks against Afghanistan. Mary, thank you. I appreciate you being up this morning and on the show.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
We'll see you later. Here's Kelly Joe in Boulder. Kelly Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm fine, thanks. Okay, this is going to sound pretty crazy, but 2 years ago, and I'm let me preface this by saying I'm usually not a big conspiracy theorist, and I probably think it was a mistake. But 2 years ago, I was listening to the radio, and I heard an AP report that Osama bin Laden had been caught. And, I mean, I even called my mom on my cell phone. I'm like, turn on the news. Let me hear, you know, find out what you're, see what you can find out, because I was driving around. And then I got home, and nobody else has heard it. And I don't think I hallucinated it, because I don't usually hallucinate things like that.
No, you didn't hallucinate it. At one point for about a day, they claimed they had got him.
Right.
The administration claimed they had got him for a day, and then it turned out that they didn't get him, and it turned out that he and a bunch of other people, a bunch of other Al-Qaeda, slipped out of the area through Tora Bora when this administration had a chance to go after him. And what this administration did was, instead of sending our troops on the ground into Tora Bora to get this guy, what we did was is we hired foreign troops. We hired tribal people and the people in the area to go after him. And you know something? They're not really inclined to do the job. They're
right.
Really not. This administration bungled it, basically.
Right. Well, I didn't connect those two. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't talked to anybody else who had ever heard that. So.
Yeah, and the shocking thing, too, is about this. Mullah Omar of the Taliban is much forgotten. Nobody ever talks about him. He was inside Afghanistan after we had already gotten there, after the Taliban had been toppled, and he managed somehow, and nobody's ever talked about this, but he managed somehow to slip out of the country and is now living in the southern part of that Waziristan area, and he never was punished for all of those terrible things that he did.
Right. It's really a shame the way that this administration has handled it, truly.
They're bunglers.
They really are, and yeah, it's I think it borderlines criminal.
Yeah, well, I think it borderlines incompetence. Kelly Jo, thanks. Appreciate
thanks,
the call.
Dave. Bye.
Okay. Let me see if I can squeeze in Elaine here. Elaine, go ahead. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. I just have 4 points. I do think the tape is real, but I think I'm very suspicious for 4 reasons. Bush has a history of using these things for political reasons. His terror alerts, which have stopped since the election, which is highly interesting. I think it's real interesting that he didn't raise the terror alert on this particular instance. I'm real suspicious of the timing with the wiretapping and the Patriot Act renewal and all that. And the administration's response was way too fast and already pre-planned with Cheney talking and all that. I don't really know how long they had this tape.
Well,
if they
know,
say they had it since so-and-so, I don't necessarily believe
well,
that.
Well, you know what? I can answer those points really quickly. First of all, they never had custody of the tape until it was released. Al Jazeera had custody of it. Nobody knows why Al Jazeera sat on it. That's number one. And then the other point you raise has just gone out of my medicated brain, so I can't tell you what it is, but I got to go get the news. Elaine, thank you. You're wonderful.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, Al Jazeera had that tape, so it was up to them to release it. Read that book, State of War. I keep plugging this book, man. Get it, because this explains a lot of what this administration's up to. All right, coming up next, Rand Beers, and we'll continue this discussion about Bin Laden, and then your opinion about the Broncos and why they lost.
Major with Aspen Goodyear. Listen, you've been listening to our show on Saturdays. On top of that, I want to thank you for coming down to the stores and doing business with us. We've got 5 stores in the Denver metro area, Castle Rock, Littleton, Lakewood. You name it, we got it. We are the most aggressive tire salespeople out there. We will match any prices. We're also a full-service facility. And don't forget, my dad started this business over 15 years ago, so you know we're not going anywhere. We beat all prices, we match all prices, and on top of that, we do have the best customer service. Ever since I've joined up with Tom Martino on the Troubleshooter Network, I got to tell you, folks, we are going after the bad shops out there. A lot of people don't think that's right, but I'll tell you what, I want to turn around this industry. I want to make your automotive needs easy and very affordable, and on top of that, folks, just plain right. 303-771-9800 for the location closest to you. 303-771-9800. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear.
AM 760.
Jay Marvin,
Al Franken,
Ed Schultz,
Randy Rhodes,
The Majority Report,
and Mike Malloy.
Your progressive station.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Cetapani. In his television commercials, the man behind the wheel at Ford sees a bright future for the company.
I'm Bill Ford. At Ford Motor Company, innovation has driven everything we've done, starting with the
But CEO Bill Ford is trying to steer his way through a financial storm of stiff competition, weak sales, and soaring health care costs. So about 90 minutes from now, he'll announce a major restructuring of the company that could include 10 plant closings and the elimination of 30,000 jobs. Workers are bracing for the worst.
I can retire, but there's a lot of people in that plant that's got families, and they don't know what's going to be happening.
A short time ago, Ford issued its latest earnings report.
Ford earned $2 billion last year. That's $1.04 a share, $124 million of that in the fourth quarter. Now, the problem comes when you look beneath these numbers. Automotive operations losing $1 billion. Here in the Americas, they lost $1.2 billion. These numbers were on the plus side in 2004.
WWJ's Jeff Gilbert reporting from Detroit. A diet pill that blocks fat from being absorbed could become available over-the-counter. CBS's Dan Reeves live with that.
Medical advisors to the Food and Drug Administration are to vote today on whether to permit non-prescription sales of a low-dose version of Xenical, though some advisors warn that overuse could cause vitamin deficiency and unpleasant times at the toilet.
I'm assuming that the packaging materials will be fairly explicit with folks about precautions to consider in taking the medication.
Dr. Howard Eisenson of Duke University says Xenical does make fat go right through the digestive system. Reporting live, Dan Revive, CBS News.
Yes, President Bush did have his picture taken with Jack Abramoff, the Washington lobbyist who's admitted bribing government officials. But no, says White House spokesman Dan Bartlett, there's nothing sinister about
it. If somebody wants to jump to the wrong conclusion and say that something nefarious was happening, they would be absolutely wrong. I think it's much ado about nothing.
Bartlett says the picture pictures taken during White House functions were just a coincidence. He says the president never had a personal relationship with Abramoff. Did American soldiers in Iraq drink contaminated water? CBS's Peter Mayer is live with the chart and the response.
Well, the allegations come from water quality experts with defense contractor Halliburton, the major civilian supplier for American troops. But the company, once headed by Vice President Cheney, denies the claims. One memo from a Halliburton official in July of last year, though, said the contamination level was twice the normal numbers in untreated water from the Euphrates River. Senate Democrats plan a public meeting on this issue later today. They say Republicans declined to hold formal hearings. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The television audience has spoken by not watching the way it used to, and the second Bartlett administration will end in May. NBC's canceling The West Wing after 7 years. The Seahawks and Steelers are the NFL's conference champs. They'll meet in the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. Wall Street will try to rebound from Friday's sell-off when trading begins in 30 minutes. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 2.5. This is CBS News.
If you enjoy helping people and want to turn that passion into a career, you can. Right now, the Home Depot has full and part-time employment opportunities for sales, cashier, lot, department supervisor, and other positions. We're an equal opportunity employer with excellent benefits, tuition reimbursement, and thorough training. If this sounds like the perfect fit for you, apply at careers.homedepot.com or at your nearest Home Depot store. We'd love for you to be a part of our team, the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Hey, it's me, Regis Philbin. Know what's great about hosting a national talk show? You hear the latest health and nutrition information. That's why I was surprised to find out that a great thing you can do to help promote a healthy heart comes from something I've loved my whole life, Welch's 100% grape juice. Yeah, the same delicious grape juice we all grew up on is actually good for your heart. Because Welch's is made from antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar. It's even certified by the American Heart Association. Welch's 100% grape juice, the most delicious thing you can do for your heart.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Starting to see a busy ride around town. Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93 are all stacking up. So is Broadway, Baseline, and 28th, and Devilbout on the Turnpike. Seeing a slow go now from Federal over towards Pecos. Now, I-25 stacks up between 104th and the Turnpike. They're more heavy as you approach I-70. And we're seeing the usual jams along the eastbound I-270 from I-76 over towards York. Now, checking the forecast, expect sunny skies today. Highs in the upper 40s, but right now it's chilly out there. Only 17 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Right now at Johnson Auto Plaza, choose from a special allocation of 05 Dodge Ram 2500 diesel quad cabs. Cummins Power 4x4s with all the extras, low mileage, and full factory warranty. Incredible values from just $29.99. Johnson Auto Plaza, Highway 85, just north of E470.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
It's cold season again. Good thing there's Hall's Fruit Breezers. Hall's Fruit Breezers come in a variety of delicious flavors like cool berry or creamy orange. They taste great and work at soothing scratchy, irritated throats. Get some Hall's Fruit Breezers and enjoy the taste of sweet relief.
AM 760, your progressive station. Your home for Jay Marvin.
And we got stuff to talk about this morning. We've got more stuff to talk about this morning than we got time.
Al Franken. Is he lazy or is he lying? Because it can't be both. And I'll say yes again.
Ed Schultz.
Obviously, there's a lot to talk about because of what is happening.
Randy Rhodes.
They're all addicted to some substance. Noel Bush, crackhead. Jenna and Barbara, underage drinking. George, both.
The Majority Report and Mike Malloy.
This is AM 760.
AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Somebody told me I was out in the hall. I was out the hall screwing around. I'm sorry, 7:06. 6 minutes after 7 a.m., 7:60. Progressive Talk. I'll never do that again. All right, high of 43 today, mostly sunny skies. Let's go talk to Rand Beers. And Rand, I apologize for that, too. Boy, Rand has got like quite a resume here. After serving as a Marine officer and a rifle company commander in Vietnam, Beers entered the Foreign Service in 1971 and the Civil Service in 1983. From 1988 to 98, he served on the NSC staff at the White House as director of counterterrorism and counter-narcotics and a director for peacekeeping and the senior director for intelligence programs from 1998 to 2003. He was assistant secretary of state for international narcotics and law enforcement affairs. And in 2000 to 2003, he was special assistant to the president and senior director of combating terrorism. He resigned March 2003 to work on John Kerry's presidential campaign as national security homeland security issues coordinator. And Rand, good morning and welcome to AM 760. Sorry about that. I was out in the hallway. I didn't mean to do that to you.
Not a problem.
Okay. First of all, somebody brought this up last Friday, and I've been letting people call in on the air and voice their opinion. The Osama bin Laden tape, think it's real?
Yeah, I do think it's real. I think that our ability to identify those kinds of tapes and the voices on them is pretty good.
All right, second question. Since you were involved with narcotics and law enforcement affairs, is Afghanistan deteriorating into a narco state?
It is definitely moving in that direction, yes. The amount of money that's flowing around there is a real source of illegal activity and corruption that really runs the risk of undermining the whole state structure. It doesn't mean that President Karzai is corrupt, but it doesn't require him to be corrupt for that corruption to be pervasive.
Now, I understand that Karzai and that government only controls just the area around Kabul, and then if you get out in the hinterlands there, there's no control. Is that true?
Well, yes and no. I mean, their control certainly is greater in Kabul. They have been making efforts to reverse that and to control more areas of the countryside, but they are also coming up now against the twin forces of the resurgent Taliban Al-Qaeda operation, which is leading to more killings and assassinations, as well as the drug trade. And there's probably an overlap between those two.
Do you see the time when the Al-Qaeda, or are they too religious, they too pure? Do you see the time when Al-Qaeda would do, say, for instance, what the Shining Path does in Peru, and then there's that guerrilla group in Colombia, I can't think of their name, there's two of them there, but one of them is dealing, using narcotics to finance their insurgency. Do you see Al-Qaeda moving in that direction?
Well, what we knew back before they were expelled from the country was that we didn't have evidence of Al-Qaeda doing that, but we did have information suggesting that the Taliban were raking some of the profits out of the drug trade. So a return to that kind of a relationship or a continuation of it, I don't think would be surprising.
I mean, because it would be a very, fast and easy way for them to generate cash to keep moving.
Absolutely.
And there's very little we can do about it, because it seems to me that area that they're primarily in, that Waziristan area that was talked about over the weekend in the New York Times, is basically ungovernable, and you basically can't get in there to do anything.
That's right, and that is the basic ingredient for both terrorism and drug trafficking. When there is no government control, it is far easier for the terrorists and the traffickers to hide in the shadows.
7:10, 10 minutes after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Rand Beers on the line. How much of a mistake was it to go to Iraq?
Well, I think it was a huge mistake in terms of taking our eyes off of the primary front in dealing with the terrorists, which was Afghanistan, and secondly, because it represented an enormous opportunity for the terrorists to use our entry into Iraq as a recruiting poster. And now, thirdly, as a source of drain on our treasury and, more importantly, the loss of American lives.
Do you ever sit back with all of your experience and wonder what this administration was thinking?
I've been wondering what this administration was thinking ever since it became clear that the turn toward Afghanistan, turned from Afghanistan toward Iraq, was underway. I mean, I have no love for Saddam Hussein. I think he's a thug, and I'm glad to see that we captured him, and he's on trial. But I am not at all of the view that we, in fact, should have done what we did in the way that we did it, with the enormous losses that we have taken around the world in terms of our prestige and support, and not to mention what's happening in Iraq itself.
Now, from 1988 to 98, you served on the NSC staff. What's your take on this whole NSA controversy and about the eavesdropping and reading of emails and not having to have any kind of a warrant to do it and not going before the FISA court? How do you view that?
Well, I mean, I think that we ought to have the ability to investigate terrorist activities, and some of that includes the use of wiretaps. But that is all dependent upon a rule of law and public support. And when you move outside of that, then you put in jeopardy the whole ability to use those kinds of techniques to protect Americans. And that's what I sadly see has happened here. There are very few secrets of that kind that can ever be kept in this town. And certainly one of the rules of thumb that I felt most people understood was, while you don't necessarily want to divulge secrets, you better be prepared to live with them if they are divulged. So I see this whole fiasco, quite frankly, as a failure in political understanding on the part of the president. There's no reason that we couldn't have found a way to do this under the rule of law, either with the existing FISA regulations, which allow a 72-hour window, or with a modification of those standards that was publicly discussed and debated and voted on. But to do it in secret, and then after the fact to argue that it was justified without having to have legal support and oversight just doesn't make sense to me, and I think the American people should be very much concerned about this arbitrary use of presidential authority.
How bad has it damaged us intelligence gathering-wise?
You know, the president has said that the leak of this particular program has given the terrorists a great advantage. I'm not sure that that's true, and I'm not sure that that's true because I think that a lot of the more sophisticated terrorists had always assumed that their operational security was in jeopardy through the use of various forms of intercepting their communications. So I'm not sure how much we have lost. It could have been done with little or no loss, by simply having a public discussion about changing the laws, and then people wouldn't have been talking about what we're talking about today.
Let's go back to Iraq for a second. Nobody can tell us, because I don't think anybody has a crystal ball, but you're certainly, I mean, you were in Vietnam, you know, your resume speaks for itself. How long do you think we're going to be there, realistically? I mean, there'll be some troop drawdown as we get close to the elections, because that's kind of a political thing. But how long are we going to be involved with Iraq, do you think?
Well, first of all, you have to remember that at any point in time, the government could ask the United States to leave. And that could happen, and it could, in fact, all be over in a relatively short period of time. But I think that we will be there in some form, certainly through this president's term of office. It may be reduced to a training presence of something on the order of 10,000 to 20,000, maybe even less than that. But I do think that we will have military there, and we will certainly have civilian reconstruction people there unless we're asked to leave for the rest of this president's term and probably for the rest of this decade.
Wow. All right, Rand Beers, thank you so much for getting up this morning. Thanks for being part of the program. Really do appreciate it.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you. Good luck. I'll need it. All right, it's 7:17, 17 minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. All right, let's move away from this right now. And how depressed are you about the Broncos losing? And tell me, because I talked about this last week, about how I don't really understand football. And you know what? And what was the big controversy, too, over Jake Plummer's hair? Why does anybody care about how long his hair is? But tell me what your feelings is as to why the Broncos lost and your feelings this morning on Monday morning with them getting beat by Pittsburgh yesterday. 303-713-7600, four open lines. All right, football fans. And, you know, listen, you can be progressive, middle-of-the-road, conservative, whatever it is, but as last week proved, there are a lot of liberal, progressive people out there that are football fans. Explain the Broncos' loss to me and your feelings about it. 303-713-7600, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we do have a crash working off the highways, Federal and 8th Avenue. Southbound lanes are shut down. School bus involved with this one. Now, the good news is no serious injuries. Now, I-25 stacks up from 104th down to the turnpike. They were heavy from I-70 into downtown. And we're seeing the usual jams along eastbound I-270 from I-76 over towards York. Now, if you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, seeing a slow go from Sheridan on over. And around town, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, seeing the usual slowing. Broadway Baseline and 28th are stacking up, and Denver bound on the turnpike slows from Federal over towards Pecos. Checking out the forecast, sunny skies today, highs in the upper 40s, but it's chilly now, 17 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, keep your Toyota running great. Take advantage of your local Denver Metro Toyota Service Center's lube, oil, and filter service and receive a complimentary tire rotation and 19-point inspection, all for just $29.95. Don't miss this deal from Toyota. Hurry, offer ends January 31st.
Everyone says triple pane windows will save you money, then you see the cost. I'm Jeff Kingery for the affordable Odyssey window. Triple pane windows you can actually afford. Check it out for yourself on the Troubleshooter Network or OdysseyWindows.com.
O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y, Odyssey Windows.
7:19, 19 minutes after 7 a.m., 7:60, Progressive Talk with Jay Marvin. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Good to have you here. Hey, Rocky's Auto's got the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. But what makes Rocky's different? What makes them different than so many other dealerships out there? Well, it's because they've got 100 employees that are dedicated to giving 100% every day and making your shopping experience there very, very worthwhile. Why? Because you know something? They know that if you go there and you're satisfied, whether you buy a car or not, if you're satisfied, you'll turn around and you'll tell your friends about it. And that's what it's all about with Rockies, is having you satisfied with your car buying experience. Rockies Auto's got great people working out there, like the Alshear brothers, Spanky, Fred Labrato. They're just great people out there, Colby. So stop on out to Rockies. Now, you know what you can do? You can go to RockiesAutos.com and you can check out the business philosophy, which is right there on the website, see what they're all about, and also scan the inventory as well. And every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. I'm telling you, Rockies is serious about doing it right. Rockies Autos, check them out on the Internet. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., or just get on out there and see them. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Do we have any idea what the terrorists are planning?
They haven't made any demands yet.
Who is they?
More than 35 million people have jumped onto the thrill ride of the year. Fox Monday,
As the all-new, non-stop season of 24 continues, loyalties will be destroyed.
Are you trying to have me killed?
CTU can't touch him.
I'm not CTU.
Enemies will be revealed.
Who did you tell? I didn't tell anybody, Jack!
And lives will be sacrificed.
This is an unspeakable crime. People died. Hostages were killed.
For Jack Bauer, a new day is just beginning.
Whatever retaliation we were bracing for an hour ago is nothing compared to what these people are capable of doing now.
TV Guide calls the new season of 24 lethally good and better than ever.
Terrorists use the hostage crisis to cover up that.
Well, it's stolen.
No gas.
It's an all-new 24 on its regular night and time.
It all starts tonight at 8 on Fox 31, followed by Fox 31 News at 9.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
Yeah, Pittsburgh right now really sneaking up in the secondary. Safety's up tight. See if Denver wants to stretch this a bit. Play fake on first down. Here's a screen left side. This is going to be Putzinger. Gets a good block. Jumps outside the 35 to the 40. He's got a first down. Spins out of a tackle. He's going to be pushed out of bounds into the Steeler bench, but he's also in Pittsburgh territory. Mark him out of bounds at the Steeler 49-yard line. Ike Taylor there for the Steelers, but a gain on a screen pass of 19 yards. That was one of the only highlights, they tell me, for the Broncos yesterday. All right, Broncos fans, 303-713-7600, progressive Bronco fans, liberal Bronco fans. It's Monday, January the 23rd. They say this is like one of the most depressing days of the year. Why? Because Christmas bills come due, lack of sunlight, which is why we have the hour of no power in the beginning. And now the Broncos lost over the weekend. How depressed are you about this, and what's your take on this and the Bronco game? Can somebody explain to me, too, about the Jake Plummer controversy over hair? I saw that yesterday in the perspective section of the Post, and can't figure that one out either. Why the hell? I mean, what do you care about what his hair length is? All right, 303-713-7600, and I've got like three open lines here. So if you're a Broncos fan, surprisingly quiet this morning, and maybe that's it. Maybe you just don't want to talk about it. Maybe it was that earth-shattering, or maybe you just don't care. Let's go to Bretta in Aurora. Bretta, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. I would just call, and I'm not a Bronco fan, and I feel badly that I feel this way, but I'm just so glad that they lost and that I don't have to hear this on the news, and we don't have all these. I can't listen to radio. Like, all last week was miserable. Couldn't listen to radio, couldn't really watch TV. And do anything because of the hype around the Broncos. And, you know, I'm a big football fan, and my team has gone to the Super Bowl 8 times, and it is a big deal. You know, it's a great deal, but you don't constantly shove it down everybody's throat. And I understand that I live in Denver, but I talk to other people who are from football towns and who have gone to the Super Bowl, and it's not like this. It's just absolutely crazy. And then another thing I want to mention that I just find it so funny that I'm watching the game, and then, you know, fourth quarter when they lose, and guess who's gone? All the Denver fans. I mean, that's just not loyalty to me.
Oh, you mean they all got up and left?
Towards the end of the game, man. I know it was towards the end, but still. I mean, being as big as a fan I am, and what I know of people, especially here, if you like another team, I mean, you stick it out. You stick it out till the last ball is played because that's your team, and you back them 100%. Though they're losing, they still need you. And where are they? And then, like you're saying, where are the fans calling this morning at? You know, you support that team. You may be a little depressed, but, man, you got to support them.
The phones are, you know, last week I was venturing the topic that I didn't understand what was so great about football. This morning I'm asking for people's just reaction, because you know what, we deal with the news here. You can't, like, not deal with it, that it affects the whole area, allegedly, supposedly, but maybe not the people who listen to this radio station, or maybe those people who do like the Broncos, who are emotionally tied up in the game and got, you know, emotionally tied up in all the hype. Maybe, you know, maybe they're too depressed to call this morning. I can't understand a sports team having that much emotional effect on your life.
Well, the thing is that, where are they? I mean, like I said, I watch football. I catch a lot of flack because of my team. And I'm like, where were these people at all during the season? It's not like Denver wasn't 13-3. I mean, they were good all season. You never heard this much hype about it. You never saw the people coming out of the woodworks. And all of a sudden, headed for the Super Bowl, Denver has a bunch of fans. I mean, they just... The only time that they're loyal to their team is when they're going to make it all the way, and I'm sick of it. And like I said, I'm happy they lost. I feel badly because somebody had to lose, but it's just that now we can get back to normal, and all these big Denver fans will go and hiding for another year. I'm walking into my place of employment today, and I still sport all my sports stuff. It's all over my classroom, just like it's always been, and it's been that way. My team didn't make it to Super Bowl.
Who's your team?
I'm a Cowboy fan.
Ugh.
I'm a long-time Cowboy fan.
Yeah.
And I think I've been paying it with these Broncos fans in 78 because they've never let me alone since. But,
all right.
You know, thanks,
Brita. I appreciate the call. Thanks.
You bet. Bye.
Anybody out there emotionally depressed over the loss? How much does this really affect your life? I don't.
How many dogs were kicked in Denver last night?
Oh, you know what? That's a myth. I went to the internet and looked that up. That's a freaking myth that there's more domestic violence going on football. You know, on the afternoon and the night of an important game, and the Super Bowl. But I maintain the only people who can really give you the real skinny on this is the police department. Ask them how many calls they made from how many people getting juiced up prior to the game or juiced up during the game or juiced up towards the end of the game and then got crazy and started having arguments.
Maybe we try to get a hold of your buddy Donna this morning. Maybe she might know something that
I don't think she was out in the street, and I think she was home yesterday. So I don't know about that. Charlie in Boulder. Charlie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you this morning?
Hey, Charlie, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Traveled a little bit, haven't been calling you, but I'm back in town for a little bit now.
Oh, good.
Been busy with Homeland Security stuff.
I hear you.
So anyways, this whole, football thing, no one ever talks about the continuation of the Roman Empire. You know, bigger coliseums, better roads. And I've always kind of sit back and I always chuckle a little bit.
Yeah.
And, pacification of the masses. You know, us against them. One of my neighbors, when I lived back east, actually owned the Jets. And I grew up behind the scenes watching the money behind it, and I was always amazed at the amount of money these guys made.
They do make a lot of money. And last week we brought this point up, and I've lived in several cities that have done this, where the team says, unless you give us a better place to play, see ya, we're not going to stay.
Absolutely.
What kind of loyalty is that?
It's also construction, that way they build big, coliseums that goes into their pocket. A lot of times you find developers behind this. The other part of it, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I don't know if I lost you or not. The other part is economics, and there is economics value to the city. If the Broncos had gone through and actually won the Super Bowl, it does add some value to stocks, like for some of the companies, other companies, people in the country,
right.
Have a sense of illusion that, it's a better place to be, and they're doing well, and, they're winners, and all that kind of stuff goes along with that. So it does have some, it might raise stocks for like Quest, a nickel or a dime or something like that per share. It's been proven that's something that actually do have economic statistics on.
And a lot of people would make that argument that it helps out the local economy, that all this money pours through the local economy because of professional sports. And I don't see anything wrong with that. Something else I was thinking about all this weekend, I thought about it yesterday. The whole diversion from reality thing, too, about people escaping from reality. Is that necessarily a bad thing?
Well, I don't know if it's good or bad. It's just, it is what it is. Just, it basically is a formulation that the Bush administration used. Here's a shiny coin, look over here. And no one really sees what's going on behind the scenes. That's, once again, it's human nature, winners, losers. Unfortunately, it's a win-lose game. They're not really still teaching the win-win philosophical point yet. So it's changing. We'll see what happens.
All right, Charlie. Thanks, man.
Hey, man, talk to you later.
You got to appreciate the call. 303-713-7600. Yeah, is there anything wrong? Because this is a relatively largely intelligent, serious audience here. And is there anything wrong with the idea of getting a diversion from reality occasionally? We all do it in one way or another. Everybody has their way of doing it. Just because I don't get football and I don't understand what the draw is, like I said last week, what's wrong with the concept of checking out every once in a while and thinking about something else? 7:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's get Progressive Traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Busy ride, but no major issues, so that's some good news. But southbound I-25, running heavy. Coming out of the Thornton North Glen area right into downtown and through T-Rex, we do have a crash on the ramp to Santa Fe causing some curiosity slowing. I-70 slow go eastbound from Pecos over to Brighton Boulevard and Aurora, southbound 225, bunching up around Colfax and again from Parker Road towards the Tech Center. And the diagonal on Highway 93, they're seeing the usual slowing on the turnpike. Fogo eastbound from Federal over to Pecos, westbound stacking up from the Broomfield exit into town. Now checking the forecast for today, highs in the upper 40s, but right now a little chilly at 20 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Introducing Test Drive Tuesday from the Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Get a $40 voucher for gas when you take a test drive on Tuesdays. Look in Tuesday's Post News Classified section for dealers and details. Quantities are limited. The Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Power tools.
Do you really know your past, the history behind your family, and who you are? In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll send you a free report with fascinating facts on your family name at no cost to you. Call 1-800-300-3414. That's 1-800-300-3414. 1-800-300-3414.
With the best tire pricing and the best service in the industry, multiple locations across the Front Range, Aspen Goodyear is your one-stop auto shop. 888-401-AUTO. Along with your troubleshooter, Tom Martino, we're cleaning up this industry. 888-401-AUTO, 888-401-AUTO.
7:32, 20 minutes in front of 8 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. And let me talk to you about Icon LASIK and Skin Clinic. You know what? Icon has been making LASIK affordable since 1999. Now, check this out. Depending on the patient, Icon charges as little as $4.99 per eye. No one else in the metro area can offer you a LASIK at this price. And Icon can, because what they do is they cut out the middleman. So, you know what? Don't swaddle the hype that only an expensive clinic can perform safe LASIK. Icon's experienced surgeons have handled tens of thousands of patients and are trained with the very latest state-of-the-art lasers from Nidex and Visex. Icon laser surgery that's safe and affordable. Icon has that surgery that's safe and affordable. And if you've ever thought about getting LASIK done, but you know you weren't sure where to start and who to talk to, then talk to the folks at Icon. They can help you make an informed decision to find out if LASIK surgery is right for you. Visit them on the web at icondenver.com or call to set up a consultation. 720-524-1001. Let me give you the number again. 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to two Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to two each Saturday.
Need the help of a personal injury lawyer? Want your lawyer to be a progressive just like you? Mike Turner believes in and supports this station.
Call the law offices of Mike Turner at 303-300-1661 or go to MikeTurnerLaw.com.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and Denver Center Attraction are giving you the chance to win tickets to August Wilson's Gem of the Ocean, a play that'll leave you shaken and breathless. For more information, log on to AM760.net. It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
7:34, 34 minutes past the hour. High today, 43, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Nice to have you here. Talking about the obligatory subject. Got to get into it this morning about the Broncos' loss yesterday. I have to admit that even Mary and I turned on CNN headline news to wait for the sports segment to come around to see if the Broncos had won. Didn't watch the game, though. And I'm asking you, I mean, if you're a Broncos fan, how down are you today? How much does this affect your life and your feelings about how they played? And also, is there somebody out there that can answer the question here, which I saw yesterday in the perspective section of the Post, the Denver Post? What is up with the whole thing about Jake Plummer's hair, too? Maybe I'm a dollar short and a day late on that controversy. I don't get that. You know, why does you know something? Have you ever wondered this? Why does nonconformity bother people? Why does it threaten them? Like, where's the written law that everybody has to look the same? And I have never been able to understand why that threatens people. So if you got a quarterback and a professional football team and he's got like long hair and a beard, I mean, what's the big deal? And then you say, well, and then I know I'll get these emails about this. Well, he's supposed to be some kind of a role model. Well, you know what? I think if you're a parent, it's an excellent, excellent way for you to sit down with your kids and go, look, one of the great things about life is diversity, and we don't all have to look the same, and there's nothing wrong with nonconformity as long as you're willing to take the heat for it.
Jesus had long hair, didn't he, Jay?
I'm not going there. I am not going there about Jesus, man. I am not. See, that's too easy of an argument, that Jesus had long hair. That's too easy of an argument. My favorite comment, and I told this to some friends over the weekend, was about the late Joe Pine, who used to have a talk show. And Frank Zappa used to have really, you know, had like long hair. And Joe Pine had a wooden leg. So Pine says to Zappa when he's on the show, Pine says to Zappa, oh, I see you have long hair, that makes you a woman. Zappa turns to Pine and says, I see you have a wooden leg, that makes you a table. All right, let's go to Dan in the Nederland. Dan, you're on AM. I can't always get one on there. You're on AM 760, Nederland. I'm sorry, Nederland. Go ahead, Dan.
That's no problem. Jay, how you doing?
Hey, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing good. This is a real close subject to my heart. It's always been really odd to me, our fascination with the sports.
Yeah, really.
It's been interesting to hear you talk about it. You're one of the first people, especially on the radio, to openly bring that up. It seems like you guys are almost aren't allowed to.
Oh, you know, we are. We're allowed to. And you know what I figure? I figure somebody's going to send me an email, and they're going to say, oh, you're talking about the Broncos. Why don't you talk about the NSA wiretapping? Well, you know, we got thousands of hours to get into that. And, you know, look at the big deal this football game was and all the mass hysteria that was going on behind it and the fact that a lot of us, including myself, hey, I'm not going near that section of 25 near that stadium because I don't want to get caught up in all that traffic.
I know. It's craziness. I don't think it's so much about conformity with Jake Plummer and his hair. We're just fascinated with every aspect of their lifestyles, and we just have to analyze and talk about everything that they do, just like the jocks in high school. Same thing. I think it never goes away.
Yeah, we are fascinated with all of those kinds of things, and we're really fascinated with people who make a lot of money, who get a lot of media, who mm-hmm. are very, very, very famous, and although we gripe about that stuff, and I think a good example is Keith Olbermann, if you ever watch Countdown. Mm-hmm. Towards the end on the Keeping Tabs segment, or close to the Keeping Tabs segment, whenever he does a celebrity story, like about Angelina Jolie or Brad Pitt, he always says, and here's another story that my producers forced me to cover. Mm-hmm. And he's probably right. They probably say to him, you know what, you should cover this because people are really interested. But it's the whole fact you're right, that people are, like, really, really into that stuff.
I have a lot of friends whose parents and them themselves are very successful and have gone to school for 6 or more years to do whatever they do. And even the people that are CEOs and high-powered and make a couple $100,000 a year, they still have a jersey, too. And their goal is still to get a box in the stadium. And that's really odd to me. We have a really strange way of looking at what's important here, it seems like.
But, you know, on the other hand, how about this? If football is a diversion from what's going on in the world, if football is a way to, say, take a Sunday out and not have to think about, the rotten leadership we have in this country, I mean, is that necessarily a bad thing? Because, you know what, all of us have some sort of an escape.
Well, what I would say is if we could get one Sunday's worth of passion in this country over anything political or anything real, we would make a lot more difference, and then I would be fine with all the escapism. But we'd never have any real passion as a group about anything except for sports, it seems like, because we just like simple things that we can pick a color, orange or blue, you know, Democrat, Republican.
Well, that brings up an interesting point about why we can't get as much passion about the electoral system and about politics as we can about football. But, you know, still, even so, everybody has to have some kind of diversion or some kind of a break. I even get people who have called here and have sent me email saying, listen, I love the radio station. I don't particularly love you, but I love the radio station. But every once in a while, I got to check out and go listen to Led Zeppelin and Stairway to Heaven because I can't take a constant daily dose of it.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I got to get away. Dan, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call.
Bye.
All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. And a lot of you who make a choice to listen to this radio station, as I said before, a lot of you make this choice. You're very, very political and very concerned and very, very committed to your point of view and your feelings. And a lot of us are committed to progressive politics here. A lot of us are committed to what we see as a need for change in the government of the United States and that we are on the wrong track. But you know what? Is there anything wrong with every once in a while checking out and having a non-political moment and escaping from reality, whether it's professional football or music or professional wrestling or whatever it is that you're into? Let's go to Robert in Westminster. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi, Robert.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I used to be a passionate fan. I used to get mad at all these, you know, different teams, and particularly, what's his name, what used to be with the Raiders. I spent a lot, he's
Madden?
Madden, yeah. I used to get up there and, you know, go nuts and everything, and I just got to a point, and I was watching football one day, and I was watching the Broncos, and I realized everything looked alike. I mean, I used to watch a lot of stuff, you know, including the colleges, and they all look alike, and I realized that after I recorded a game one day and timed it and realized there was only about 10 minutes of actual action in a four-hour game, and I thought, well, yeah, they're important, and I enjoy them, and so I just said, well, it's just not that as important or other things.
All right, so what's your diversion now?
Well, actually, I listen to you guys all day long.
Well, you got to have some diversion, though. I mean, some way to check out.
Well, I play a lot of golf, and I play rather well, and I enjoy that, and I check out in that way, but... you know, and I think people, it's fine to have your diversions. We all do. I have gardening as well, but and other things. But having been a Vietnam vet in the 1st Cav Division, and you think back, you know, especially as you get older and you look back, and I look at my own personal experiences, even though I was not in combat that much myself, and I was a company clerk, I was in a combat unit that took heavy casualties. And I worked in department, I realize that even though things are important in life, you know, I love golf. I've played it for 50 years, and it's just like there's got to be a perspective. And I feel bad that Broncos lost, of course. I didn't watch the game because it just wasn't that important. But I realized also that, you can get passionate, but, you know, it has to be a perspective, and we're out of perspective on just about everything in this country right now.
Yeah, you know something, what you say is really true, and I don't know, you probably didn't see this yesterday, but I think it's very hard to get online to get this too, but Frank Rich, who's like one of the best in the New York Times on the op-ed page, had a whole thing yesterday about truthiness and myth and about selling things and selling lines, and of course he's talking about politics there, but it's really, really, it's great and it's worth listening to. Robert, thank you, man. Thanks for your service to the country too.
Well, I'll tell you what, if we could become as passionate about the losses we're taking, you know.
Yeah.
And just one final point, and I'll let you go. If people understood how hard these poor wounded guys have to beat their brains out just to get any help once they're released from the service through the VA, and we're as passionate about these guys not being taken care of, and I saw 24 years of it after I left. I served in 67. I saw 40 years of guys being neglected. And I worked at a homeless shelter where many of the guys were Vietnam vets, and they're still out there on the street, that maybe we'd accomplish something. I mean, the Broncos are fine. I mean, I love the fact that what they do bring to the city, but there are other things that are also important, too.
Yeah, I agree, but a checkout from reality at times can help you as well as re-energize you. Thanks, Robert.
Bye.
I appreciate it. You know, and I'm not sitting here defending football. And I can tell you about the time I worked at WTMJ in Milwaukee, which carried the Packers, and about the hysteria of Packer football in Milwaukee. It is so insane, I couldn't wait to get out of there. And about going to those games at Lambeau Field when it's 125,000 degrees below zero, and you set your hot dog, your brought down, or your soda, your Canefield soda with your brought, and the sucker freezes. I mean, those people who go to those games are absolutely freaking nuts to sit out there in that weather. 303-713-7600, two lines open. We're talking about diversions and about the many facets involving football and about people escaping from reality.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998 with affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Inglewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. So stop throwing away money on rent and picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Right now, check out Aspen Hills, a gorgeous townhome-style community conveniently located with easy access to both downtown Denver and DIA. Aspen Hills features both two- and three-bedroom floor plans. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
you're going to break lights eastbound from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard and in Aurora, southbound 225. We're busy from Parker Road right into the Tech Center. Checking out the forecast, expect sunny skies today, highs in the upper 40s, but it's chilly now, only 20 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Heating bills will be outrageous this winter. Act now with Tom Martino approved energy efficient replacement windows from K&H Windows and Exteriors.
Looking for the best present you can buy? Then go to milehighmarket.com and check out the iJoy robotic massage chair with 3D human touch technology that feels like strong hands kneading your neck, back, legs, and feet. This gift and many more available at milehighmarket.com.
American Exteriors wants to pay your heating bill. Call American Exteriors now at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new energy-efficient American Exteriors replacement windows. Save 33%. And when you show them your highest heating bill, they'll knock that price off too. That's right, you'll save 33% off American Exteriors energy-efficient vinyl replacement windows. And when you show them your heating bill, they'll knock that price off too. This is an amazing offer. And with energy costs going nowhere but up, you'll have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills. Beautify your home, and for a limited time, get 33% off. Plus, when you show them your utility bill, they'll knock that price off, too. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get 33% off and let American Exteriors pay your heating bill. So remember,
the only number you need to know. 303-7-WINDOW.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
Reasons is why it's like that? Because of Purina One. Not kidding you. Been feeding Purina One to Jackson and Coco forever. Forever. And you can really tell the difference with Purina One. Your dog will feel energy, your dog will feel excitement, and your dog will look great. Now, don't take my word for it. I brought in somebody to help me out here. Here's Christine, and she talks about her dogs, Linus and Casey.
I have two Labrador Retrievers. One is Linus, and he's 2.5 years old, and one is Casey, who is 3.5 years old. And I took the Purina One Challenge, and after about 4 weeks, we were absolutely amazed at their energy level. It had literally doubled. They're much more alert. They're just more energetic on their walks. I mean, it was a dramatic increase. I think they smile a lot more. We are just extremely pleased with Purina One.
All right, get on the program. Do it right now. What if you could change your pet's health for the better? Well, you can. Take the Purina One 30-Day Challenge by calling 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. And you know what? I'll send you a free 4-pound bag of Purina One, and you can start gradually transitioning your puppy, adult or senior dog, to the formula that's just right for him. I mean, it's great. Or go to the web. Go to the website, PurinaOneChallenge.com. But better yet, call the number. 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Albertsons.
Randy Rhoads.
Yeah. The president can't stop lying. See, he's got a very dysfunctional relationship with the truth because he's got this personal compulsion to say whatever makes him look good at the moment because he can't stand being despised. His own parents have nothing good to say about him. So he'll stage a major photo op.
Major combat operation Iraq have ended.
When they haven't.
Randy Rowe, weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
If the lead is 17-3 or 20-3 or 24-3, the Steelers will take the air out of the ball in the second half, and they'll try to get in that running game. Right now, the Bronco defense, with 15 seconds to go, has to keep Pittsburgh out of the end zone. Second down and 13 from the Denver 17. aggressive than they want to be. Play fake. Roethlisberger in the pocket. In trouble. Tucks it now. Running to his left. Floats one to the end zone. Pass. Touchdown. Hines Ward. Right over the hands of Nick Ferguson. And the Steelers, with 7 seconds to go in the first half, with a 23-3 lead.
See, that's all Greek to me. 7:51, 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk, who loves football, follows it. We were going to do something this morning, but then we chickened out. He was going to type up a bunch of stuff about the game, and I was going to get on heck like I knew what I was talking about. And then people from last week, you probably, if you were listening last week, you'd be like, what the hell? Because I'd be on the air saying, you know, well, you know, here's the fact that Plummer fumbled and got the ball stripped away. You know what? I don't know what any of that means. I mean,
you going to talk about the Broncos nickel package in the next segment, Jay?
Yeah, that's like trying to understand the Iranian nuclear plan. You know, I just don't. I mean, looking at the plans on how to build a bomb, I don't get it. All right. Let's get back on the phones here. 303-713-7600. Your view of the game on Sunday, the Broncos losing. Now is the whole town depressed? And, you know, about the idea, too, of diversions. I mean, what's wrong with diversions? And I ask that because this is a really, really serious crowd of people who listen to this radio station. Let's go to Stefan in Denver. Stefan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. It's good to speak with you again.
Nice to have you on.
I just wanted to make a quick, I just want to share an observation that a friend of mine told me about a month ago. In ancient Rome, right before the actual collapse of Rome, probably within the last 30 years of that, the senators and the higher-ups in the system kind of had a term that they would use about how they would be able to get away with their corruption, and that term was bread and circus. And that's bread as in B-R-E-A-D, the kind you eat, and circus, the kind you go to. But essentially, it was food and entertainment, and specifically, you know, cheap, you know, filling food and cheap entertainment. You know, not necessarily cheap because the entertainment's bad. I'm not trying to say football's not cheap or anything, because I could enjoy it. I have never enjoyed it, but I could see how it's, you know, I don't want to dog it completely because it's fine in a way, but I also have to say that I think we are New Rome in many ways. And
yeah, but, you know, can I challenge that a little bit? Because,
sure.
You know what, I was thinking that last week too, but I want to challenge this a little bit. And I could do a couple hours on this topic.
Yeah.
Because, as I said before, this is a serious crowd that listens to this radio station.
Yeah.
What's wrong with diversion? What's wrong with the idea that, okay, Stefan, I hear what you're saying, and, you know, Monday through Friday, you know, I follow current events, I listen to AM 760, I'm up on what's going on, but, you know, I want to sit down on a Sunday, I want to have my friends over, I want to order pizzas, I want to watch the game, and for however long the game lasts, because I don't know how long the average football game lasts, you know what, I'm checked out of everything that's going on. And then when I'm done watching football, you know what, I'll get right back into it.
I can see that. And I was also going to bring something up about that, because I was like, you know, I can't just call up and say that I don't have diversions. I have diversions that include, you know, I can, you know, I'm in all kinds of hobbies. I have all kinds of hobbies. I consume all of my time. But I worked up for a couple hours or for 3 hours, maybe even a whole day. I'm just completely worked up about this one thing. You know, I have friends that play video games, and, you know, for the 3 or 4 hours or even a whole evening.
Yeah, see, you know what? Everybody has got something. So let's, you know, let's come together here and just admit that we do. Maybe, you know, you're like me. I mean, we're like on the same page that football is not what we're into, but we're all into something. Stefan, thank you, man. Appreciate
thank
the call.
You.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Let's go to Mark in Castle Rock. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, I call you as a committed football fan, but a conflicted football fan.
Okay, good. You're the type of person I want to talk to.
About 2 years ago, I went to the opening game against the Rams. It was like 2003, just after the start of the Iraq War. And I'm sitting in the stadium with my family, and there's a giant flag rolled out across the field. And then the president comes on the screen and says something nice and nationalist to the crowd. And then there's a flyover by some military jets, and everybody cheers and goes crazy, and then our gladiators take the field, and everybody is incredibly excited. And I realized at that moment that football, more than any other sport, and it's by far the nation's favorite sport, it reinforces our militarism. It reinforces our belief in hard power as a way to control people. And I'm still a football fan, but it's very conflicting because I'm the guy you described who Monday through Friday is, you know, listening to progressive radio, studying politics, listening to all those things. But on Sunday, I'll sit down because there's only one other thing that is interesting about football, and that it is also the support of our nation's second favorite sport, which is drinking.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that, man. A lot of the people go to those games and drink, and they're, you know, they get drunk and they get sloppy. Yeah, I've seen that. And you know what? That happens in baseball, too, though.
Yeah, well, I think if you look at all the sports and diversionary activities, drinking is a huge part of it, whether it's going to the theater, having a drink between the show, you know, in the intermission between the acts, or if it's going to the baseball game or the football game or the hockey game. I mean, these people go out, and I've done it myself, so I'm not being judgmental here, but people go out, and it's an excuse for people to drink in addition to reinforcing our militaristic nature. And so I think I have a lot of respect for people who aren't football fans and who aren't overwhelmed by that whole mindset.
But they still escape with something. Even though they don't want to come forward and admit it, but they all escape with something. And your point about the president coming on the Jumbotron and all that kind of stuff, yeah, that makes me uneasy, too, because it smacks of, like, George Orwell and, you know, mass indoctrinations or something.
Completely.
And these people on the right, I mean, these neocons and a lot of conservatives would say, well, see, that just proves it. You guys on the left, you know, you really secretly don't love your country and, you know, you secretly don't have any patriotism. And, yeah, we do, but maybe we have it in kind of a different way where we don't feel like, you know, it has to be shoved down our throats 24/7. I don't know. Maybe that. You know what, Mark? Maybe that's it. And maybe that's why, Mark, you're uncomfortable, like I'm uncomfortable when you go to sporting events or anything else, and they start trotting that stuff out. It's like you just go, because enough is enough. And to some ways, I think that patriotism is kind of immature. Mark, thanks. I got to run, man. Thank you for the call. Okay. All right. Just wait to see what I'm going to talk about next, okay? I want to talk about something going on in Boulder. I'm getting something going on in Boulder. And racism. And we'll talk about it next on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Football fans, the Broncos lost. Relax. It'll be okay.
On the next American Chopper Fantasy Bikes, when Joseph McClendon's mom got cancer, he gladly sold his motorcycle to pay her bills.
She said that you must rebuild it or build something else that's going to make you happy.
Joseph, today's your lucky day.
Oh, my God!
We're going to build you a bike.
Watch the Tuttles give Joseph his ultimate ride.
Look at this!
Then watch Joseph lose his absolute mind.
Jesus!
Let's all discover dreams can come true. American Chopper Fantasy Bikes. New episode tonight at 10 Eastern Pacific. Only on the Discovery Channel.
Need something to complete your indoor game room? Then go to MileHighMarket.com and get a multi-game table with poker, blackjack, and bumper pool all in one. Or do you need prime seating to watch all of the upcoming sports action? Then check out the iJoy Robotic Massage Chair. If you're a workout buff, then the New Balance Recumbent Exercise Bike is for you. All this and more is available at MileHighMarket.com. Buy today and receive an extra 5% off and free shipping to your door. MileHighMarket.com, powered by Gately's.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
Miners say making the job safe just hasn't been a priority.
Is the companies really worried about safety? No. They're not worried about safety. The only thing they're worried about is making money.
They preach this safety until you do it. Then when you do it, you slow down the production.
In Iraq, an American soldier on patrol in southwestern Baghdad has been killed by a roadside bomb. Iraqi officials have named a new chief judge for Saddam Hussein's trial. For what it's worth, he used to belong to Saddam's old political party.
It's certainly not clear that he is going to be easy on Saddam because he was a member of the Ba'ath Party. In fact, on the contrary, his peers seem to think of him as a very senior, very capable, and very fair judge.
CBS's Elizabeth Palmer in Baghdad, where Saddam's trial is scheduled to resume tomorrow. Here at home, some New Orleans hospitals are on life support. WWL's Dave Cohen tells us why.
Officials say the New Orleans health care system is being held together with a Band-Aid. There are only 51 adult beds in the city, and there's a three-hour wait to see an emergency room physician. The hospitals in the region surrounding the city are also overflowing, with too few beds and too many patients. It's feared the problem will only get worse with the continued influx of residents and tourists for carnival season. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
It's a far cry from the mutiny on the Bounty, but passengers on the Cunard Line's Queen Mary 2 are threatening not to get off at the next port of call in Rio de Janeiro, upset by the cancellation of three other stops along the way because of engine trouble. Cunard's Carol Marlowe says the company offered to make it up to the passengers by giving them a 50% refund.
We gave our guests a compensation package which we felt was fair, and clearly it's not our intention for any to go away dissatisfied.
In early Wall Street trading, the market is trying to keep its head above water after Friday's sharp sell-off. The Dow Industrial Average, which fell more than 200 points on Friday, is ahead now by only three. It had been higher. The NASDAQ Composite has turned lower. It's down 5 points. This is CBS News.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
The patch works for me.
Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. Tiger Balm's been around almost as long as...
Hey, watch it, pal.
Number 80, Jerry Rice.
Take a tip from me. Go for the bomb, Tiger Balm, and put the tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
You're now seeing live pictures of a lunar module.
And here they are all the way from Liverpool.
There are thousands marching on Washington as...
A generation as unique as this needs a new generation of personal financial planning. We are the personal advisors of Ameriprise Financial, formerly American Express Financial Advisors. To set up an appointment with a local financial advisor today, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE. That's 1-800-263-7477. Ameriprise Financial Services, number NASD and SIPC.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We are seeing a busy ride this morning. Southbound I-25 loaded up coming out of Thornton North Bend right into downtown. Now have a stall at Santa Fe adding to those jams. I-70 slow go eastbound from Pecos over to Brighton Boulevard and Aurora. Southbound 225 seeing the usual delays from Parker Road into the Tech Center and around town. A couple things going on. We have a crash at 75th and Ute, and then a stalled van. That's at J Road and the Diagonal. Now the turnpike slowing eastbound from Federal over to Pecos, and westbounders are stacking up from the Broomfield exit right into town. Check on the...
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Cross Creek and Aurora off E-470. For more information about these two new KB Home communities or any KB Home community, visit kbhome.com.
Thermal Advantage is looking to test fewer than 40 homes for energy efficiency. All your old windows will be taken out and new windows will be installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 50% on their energy bill, or they will reimburse you the difference. For participating when the test is complete, you will be able to keep the windows. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. Operators available 24 hours a day. Call today.
Randy Rhodes.
Yeah. The president can't stop lying. See, he's got a very dysfunctional relationship with the truth because he's got this personal compulsion to say whatever makes him look good at the moment because he can't stand being despised. His own parents have nothing good to say about him. So he'll stage a major photo op.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended.
When they haven't.
Randy Rose, weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. High today, 43, mostly sunny skies, AM 760. Progressive Talk, nice to have you along here. 303-713-7600, a lot in the news to talk about. By the way, did anybody see John Kerry yesterday on Meet the Press? Thought he did a marvelous job. I know there's a lot of skepticism towards him, and we've had the debate here about whether he ought to run again or not, and there's some people who will support him if he decides to run, and he wouldn't give Tim Russert a definitive answer. George Stephanopoulos is where it was. It wasn't on Meet the Press. Meet the Press had Barack Obama on, which was also good. But he wouldn't give George Stephanopoulos a concrete answer as to whether, a final answer, whether he's going to try to run in 08 or not. But he brought up over the Abramoff situation. He said that, you know what they're doing, what the White House is doing, is they're trying to swift vote again, and I'm going to stick it right back at them. And I thought to myself, why didn't you do that during the campaign, for God's sakes? And Barack Obama was great yesterday on Meet the Press with Tim Russert talking about the whole campaign finance reform and the whole Abramoff situation and Hillary Clinton's plantation comment. Good talking head radio there going on. And there's all these stories in the news here this morning, too, about the U.S. accused of spying on those who disagree with Bush politics, about the Pentagon doing it. Which, this is the whole Quakers and the peace groups, and that has been largely, it's been largely overlooked. In the press. Largely overlooked in the media. Okay, one more thing here. And you know what? And I'm tempted to do a whole hour on this. I don't know if you can stand this, but I'm tempted just to do a whole hour on it. Because if you go to various websites about this topic, about sports, about football and Sunday and violence, A lot of these websites will tell you that those things are a myth. But check this email out I got. Jay, I'm a deputy sheriff for the local sheriff's office. I can attest to the fact that there appears to be an increase in domestic violence cases when the Broncos lose and after every big football game. I used to be responsible for morning courts and dreaded Mondays after the Broncos game. Most of the cases were DV, domestic violence. So, maybe it's not so much as a myth as some of these websites say, and some of the stuff that I quoted. All right, I won't do an hour on this because I don't think anybody could put a, there's things that I'm fascinated in, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're fascinated about it too. When I got here, when I first came to AM 760, there was a tremendous amount of pressure to talk about Ward Churchill. I mean, a tremendous amount of pressure to talk about him. And I never really could arrive at any concrete position about him. I talked to him. I met him in person. He seemed to be a little bit full of himself, but he didn't seem to be a bad guy. I didn't totally agree with what he had written about 9/11. Matter of fact, I disagreed with it, kind of. No, I want to take that out. I don't want to be a politician. I did disagree with it. But I didn't think he should lose his job, and I didn't think he should be fired. And I thought there was, people who make, if you make a controversial statement, you should expect to get a lot of heat. And there were a lot of people who were after him, including the governor and, numerous people, and Kaplis and Silverman, who were over on the other radio station. I know Dan Kaplis was really, after Churchill. Check this out, the story this morning in the Rocky Mountain News. University of Chicago professor Ward Churchill is being investigated for alleged plagiarism and other academic offenses, was given straight A's by his fall semester class on the American Holocaust. This is according to the Daily Camera that reported this yesterday. I'm not surprised, since the first semester I taught at the University of Colorado, you'll find that that's consistent, Churchill said in a telephone interview Sunday. I had one bad semester last spring, primarily as a result of being absolutely inundated with the press. We had reporters sitting in the classroom. The camera said in the wake of the heavy criticism of Churchill, students gave his three spring courses last year lower ratings than prior years, A, Bs, Cs, and D-plus in one class for accessibility. And Churchill says it took a toll. So, the students like him. He gets basically high marks. The saga of Ward Churchill will continue here. All right. I want to talk about this. I consider myself to be pretty well-read. I consider myself to be... I mean, I don't get everything. And I don't think, you know, I don't catch every nuance of everything that goes on. I don't think that anybody who does. And I think that any talk show host who gets on the air and pretends that they do is lying to you. Or maybe sometimes they're good on the air at covering up. And not everything that every talk show host or talking head says in the media is correct. Nor is it responsible. Nor is it right. And I think that, you know, Media Matters for America, which we'll have on again, we'll have Mr. Waldman, Paul Waldman, tomorrow to talk about some of the things that go on in the press. I mean, not everybody gets everything right. Some of it is distortions that are, what's the word I'm looking for here? I mean, they know they're distorting, okay? They know that they're spinning. They know that they're working a line. Other ones are just that they forget, that they just screw things up. There's an article this morning in the Rocky Mountain News that a panel urges a hotline education to combat Boulder hate crimes. A hate crime hotline, zero tolerance toward hate crimes, and a special education and training for city officials and police were among proposals presented to the city council at a public forum on Sunday, yesterday. Appointed by the Boulder Human Rights Commission, the Community United Against Hate Committee and its recommendations would give the city a proactive stance against hate crimes and discrimination. Hate crimes against individuals do harm to more than just that person, said Bill Cohen, who has worked with the committee, composed of representatives from community organizations as well as CU student groups. Since it was created last spring, about 100 people attended the discussion at the Sacred Heart Church, Jesus Church, near Mapleton and 14th Street. Those in attendance included... Marbot Mo Gerb Michael, I hope I pronounced his name correctly, but knowing my track record, I probably didn't. The University of Colorado tri-executive who was sent a racially motivated email death threat last November. You know something? Does anybody find this inconsistent with the city of Boulder? Here's Boulder, okay? A highly educated place, for the most part. A place where people have money. There are a lot of people in Boulder who have a lot of money. The university sits there. My experience in Boulder is I have not seen that many African Americans there. Yeah, I mean, to me, it largely is a white community. But yet, it's supposed to be an educated white community. Now, I believe that racism comes out of ignorance and depersonalization. It really does. Like, it's easy to hate a group. It's tougher to hate an individual in that group. It's easy to stereotype people and to put them in categories and then turn around and meet somebody from that group in that category, and then you realize, you know what, they're not such bad people. As a matter of fact, they're pretty cool. Now, in the circles I run in, and I mentioned this before, I have a tendency to not understand a lot of the time where conservatives are coming from and people on the ultra-right. And I got to tell you something, for people on the ultra-right, I don't particularly like them. I find them very hard to talk to. I find them very hard to deal with. I find them to be intractable and immobile. And I guess maybe they can make the same charge towards me. And in many cases, for the ultra-religious right, I think they're like the Taliban, except they just don't use violence. I mean, I really believe that. But I've got conservative friends who I love and I cherish their friendship. As I said last week, we just don't talk politics. I mean, one of the guys that I'm friendly with, not close friendly, but I'm friendly with, is the governor of this state. And at one time when I was here, I campaigned for his election the first time.
not so much based on ideology, but because I liked him as a human being. And I wasn't doing overtly political radio at that time. I like him as a person, but I don't agree with him. And I would debate him any place, any time. There's a lot of my conservative friends that I don't agree with. So either we don't talk about politics, we leave it alone, or we might dance on the rim of the bowl, but we never jump into the soup together. And this goes back to what I was talking about looking at groups of people, and it's easy not to like groups of people, but if you meet somebody from that group, then you might have a different opinion. And racism is something that, as I said again, I associate that with ignorance. And isn't Boulder supposed to be a highly educated place? So where is this racism in Boulder coming from? Where is this happening and why is it happening? Or is it just a few incidents that have gotten magnified? I mean, what's going on in what's supposed to be a highly educated place? And if ignorance doesn't spur racism, if racism doesn't come from ignorance, which is what the whole diversity idea is, right? You expose people to different people and they get educated by that because they realize they're not such bad people. You know what? If racism doesn't come from ignorance or even insecurity, where the hell does it come from? And are all of us in one shape or another racist, even though we don't mean to be? 303-713-7600. I got three open lines. You want to comment on this? 303-713-7600. Let's engage in an intelligence.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month, applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rate supply, restricted supply not available in all areas.
They make food at 10 Star with passion. Like the habit-forming blue cheese bacon burger taco, a cook-to-order burger topped with bacon, crumbled blue cheese, chipotle sauce, lettuce, and hand-battered fried onion strings, all placed into flour tortillas. 10 Star's menu certainly has a Southwestern orientation, but incorporates flavors from Texas and beyond. Drop by 10 Star in the Tech Center and join them for lunch, dinner, or for a cold beer or margarita and some spicy queso. Click on the banner in the player for directions. 10 Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Dollars to clean three rooms in a hallway. No matter whom you've used before, call Superior Carpet Care. You'll see the difference in your carpet and breathe the difference in your home, and you'll always have them back. And for $125 for three rooms in a hallway, you just can't beat that. I mean, that's a great price. And, you throw in their superior work, too. So if you need your carpets or air ducts clean, take my recommendation. Call Superior Carpet Care, 303-933-3000. That's 303-933-3000. And please, tell them J. Marvin sent you.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we think a routine morning is no way to kick off your day. How do you know if your morning is routine? Let me help. Wake up, routine. Wake up in an igloo, unroutine. Brush your teeth, routine. Let an attractive member of the opposite sex brush your teeth? Unroutine. Assuming you're not a pop-punk guitarist on tour in Eastern Europe. Driving to work? Routine. Dancing to work? Unroutine, but extremely time-consuming. Reheated, sloppy, fast-food breakfast? Routine. Fresh Baked Power Bagel, unroutine. Fresh Baked Power Bagel eaten with one hand while fighting ninjas with the other and sipping a cup of darn good coffee through a straw? Yeah, now we're talking. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spinach and bacon breakfast panini served on grilled ciabatta bread. Try one today with a cup of our darn good coffee. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Log on to Orbitz.com today and see how easy it is to win the game of travel. Book a total vacation. That's a flight plus hotel and save even more. It's that easy when you book on Orbitz and go. Visit Orbitz.com today.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
821, 21 minutes after 8. High today, 43. Good morning. Thanks for joining us here. AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600, talking about a panel that urges a hotline and education to combat Boulder hate crimes. And this whole idea that this is going on in Boulder, doesn't that run kind of contrary to what Boulder's supposed to be about? And to my observance, the community is largely white and moneyed. And wouldn't that make for better and an educated community, too? So wouldn't that make for better... You know, people would have like a better view and would be more welcome to diversity. And why are these racial incidents going on in Boulder? That they got to put a hotline in, that they got to urge education, and because as I said before, racism to me emanates out of insecurity and most of all ignorance. And why is this going on? Three lines open at 303-713-7600. And I've also had African Americans tell me that, you know what, even though you profess not to be racist, you are. And the most white people are. I wonder if you buy that idea. The most white people are racist. Even though a lot of us, most of us, try very, very hard not to be. We try very, very hard not to be. Let's go to Angela in Denver. Angela, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hi, Angela. You there?
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I'm an African-American woman, and I wanted to say that I think it's kind of an open secret, at least with minorities, about the level of racism that exists in Boulder. There's nothing more dangerous than a progressive, fairly affluent community for a minority person.
Wow, why is that? Explain that. Why is that?
That's because I think people can say whatever they want, but when people don't feel comfortable, when they're in nice neighborhoods and this is where, you know, they have their home and their children live, they want to feel safe. And when they see people that don't belong, that don't fit, they don't necessarily say, hey, are you a college student? They see maybe a young black man who looks just like what they just saw on the news. So, you know, I understand your confusion as far as the education level in Boulder. But it's very easy to speak progressively when you're living in an isolated community. And you ask a lot of minorities, and they'll tell you they don't feel comfortable driving around in Boulder or other neighborhoods where they would be perceived as out of place and potentially dangerous.
Do you think, because I think to a certain degree this is true, do you think African-American males are the face of crime in this country?
You look on the news every night.
Yeah.
Well, and it's, you know, it's, the fact that a lot of the pictures, you don't always have pictures of other people that are committing crimes or mugshots or pictures in handcuffs. I mean, when they flash Abramoff on the screen, he's got a fabulous fedora and a good-looking suit. You know, some guy robs the 7-Eleven, and he looks like somebody you want to be afraid of when you see him on television. There's just a lot of messages that you get every single day. So no matter how educated you are, progressive, how many black friends you have, when you're standing at the ATM and there's a black male behind you, you're not going to turn around and ask him if he went to an Ivy League school.
I'm trying to think for myself because apparently I'm the only one. I'm the only white guy who wants to admit to any of this stuff here this morning. But I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think if I get that feeling. You know, but I don't. Maybe I'm alone. And I don't want you to think that, well, he's saying that because that's what he should say. I mean, Mary and I, before moving here, lived in a mixed community. We had African Americans, and we had some Hispanics living in our building. You know, I never got that feeling.
I think that makes a difference. You were actually living in a place where, you know, diversity wasn't just something, you know, that you talked about when you went to work. It was something that you saw on the elevator and you encountered every day. When you talk about people living, you know, out in the suburbs, in nice homes and schools where there may be a handful of black kids and you know, none at their church, it's a completely different story. I think you have a more unique perspective coming from where you come from.
Well, and you're saying, well, you know what, going by what you're saying, though, and going by my experience in Boulder, Boulder's not very diverse.
Look at the student population at CU Boulder. It is disgraceful, the minority student population, even compared to other large state schools in western states. The statistics there, because, you know, it's not just numbers. It's about students being affirmed when they get there. The hate mail that the student government, the black student government leader got, that's been going on for years. You have students from 10 years ago at CU Boulder, and that exact same thing was occurring.
There was an article in the local section of the Post on Sunday, I believe it was on Sunday, talking about minority recruitment at Boulder, at CU, and about how they have to reach out more to bring more minorities into the picture. And there was a little part in there about a female African-American, and her, I can't remember her name, but she was in the business part of the school, I guess, there, and wanted to be a stockbroker and said she was going to transfer out because she felt uncomfortable.
Well, why would I want to come to your school if you put all this effort into recruiting me, but once I get there, it's not an environment that makes me feel included and affirmed? And, you know, those are two completely different goals, and I think that the hotline and whatever the school can do beyond recruitment, you know, to look at making sure it's an environment where people can thrive. And other schools have done that, and CU Boulder needs to take a hard look at that beyond recruiting.
All right, you know what? I'm going to step into it here, I think. But I'm going to ask you anyway. Do you think Boulder's full of hypocrites?
Do I think what?
Boulder's full of hypocrites.
I think that people are very good at deluding themselves. It feels good to say that you are a progressive and a liberal, but I think you really have to take a look at the way you live and how you feel every day. So I don't like to, you know, say, oh, all white people are racist. I think we're all a product of our environment.
No, I'm just talking about the community in general.
I think the community has problems that they're not yet willing to face.
In other words, here's what I'm trying to say. I mean, if you go to anybody across this country, or even here in the state of Colorado, and you bring up Boulder, you know, they're going to tell you, well, Boulder's a very left-wing place. Boulder's, very liberal to very left.
If you go to white people, I'm telling you, if you talk to minorities.
All right, but let me finish my point.
Okay.
That's what they'll tell you. Yet now what you're telling me is that, and what I'm reading in this news story in the Rocky Mountain News, is that that's really not what's going on there. That's really not what's happening there. That those people, that people in Boulder, and I live in Boulder, people who live in Boulder mouth a good game, but in reality that's not where they're at. Do you think that that's a fair way to summarize it?
I would have to, yes.
All right, Angela, thank you. Thank you for your honesty. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
All right. Because that's what, you know, confronting this subject of racism, I mean, that's what it takes, is total and complete honesty, which is hard to achieve. And I don't have all the answers about Boulder either. I just know what I see every single day, which I don't see that many African-Americans there. And I'm astounded, once again, I got to tell you, I'm astounded by these stories. Because you know what? And maybe this is a myth. Maybe this is a stereotype that has been pushed on all of us for years and years and years. And it doesn't matter about Boulder. It could be any place. Okay? That people who are highly educated, know better than to be racist. And that the people who are racist are people who are stupid, dumb, unlearned. You know, they're the ones who drive around with a rebel flag on the back of their beat-up pickup truck, right? Isn't that like the you know, and they get off on the General Lee. I mean, isn't that kind of like the stereotype of what that's about? All right, we'll take more of your calls coming up at 303-713-7600, 830, AM 760. Glad you're here. Progressive traffic now. She's no stereotype. She's Bailey.
Oh, well, thanks, Jay. Busy ride this morning in Littleton, eastbound C-470. Now loaded up from Santa Fe over towards I-25. And then I-70 flows eastbound from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard and I-25. Now running heavy in both directions through downtown and T-Rex. And if you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, jamming up from Sheridan over towards I-25. Now, around the Boulder area, Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, they're still crowded, and the turnpike flows eastbound from Federal to Pecos. Westbounders are stacking out from Table Mesa right into town. Now, checking the...
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
Wonder, everyone loves Xantrex 3. The number one diet pill in America is available at stores nationwide. Xantrex 3.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-508-7100. That's 1-800-508-7100. 1-800-508-7100.
Pardon me, ma'am. I didn't mean to step on you. 8:32, 28 minutes away from 9 o'clock on AM 760. Good morning. Nice to have you here. Al Franken coming up at 10. Right after 9, Westminster and Walmart. You go to a car dealership, you have cynicism. And I don't care what car dealership it is. And you know I'm a pretty cynical guy. And I have cynicism. And the first time I went to Rockies, I was cynical. But you know something? Experience knocked down that cynicism. And the experiences I've had there have been great over the years. And you know what? You'll have the same experience too. Because the people at Rockies are dedicated to making you happy. They've got the largest selection of clean late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. I mean, the lot is just filled with over 500 units. Good people working there like Spanky and the Alshear brothers, man, I love them. They're my friends. And Colby and Fred Labrato. And there's just a lot of great people working there. And they're dedicated to making you happy. Every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And Rockies is family-owned and operated. And they operate in a family way. I mean, they treat you like family. Now, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m., 8 p.m. And check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. Scope out their business philosophy. Check out the inventory. Rockies Autos, great people to deal with. They will knock that cynicism down totally. And you'll see that what I'm talking about is really, really true. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Big old sign there. You can't miss them. Rockies Autos. I'll probably run into you out there one day.
Southwest Airlines is spreading its wings, announcing new nonstop service from Denver to Baltimore, Washington, BWI, and Salt Lake City starting March 4th. Get busy planning your trip at southwest.com today.
You are now free to move about the country.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime, 720-529-5442, or look at my work and list of references online at KirkpatrickWindows.com.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
AM 760, Progressive Talk and Denver Center Attraction are giving you the chance to win tickets to August's Gem of the Ocean, a play that'll leave you shaken and breathless. For more information, log on to am760.net. Ticket it to righties everywhere. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And sticking it to himself. Yeah, listen, I'm one of the few talk show hosts in America in this town, in this region, who will admit that I've fallen on it more times than, you know, you can count. High today, 43, mostly sunny skies, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. Racism in Boulder. And you know what? For that matter, racism everywhere. But this whole idea that Boulder is learned as it is, that it has to have a hotline and education to combat hate crimes. And I live in Boulder, and you know it doesn't seem to be a very diverse place to me. Let's go to Joe in Denver. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, man. I'm doing great. Thanks for being part of the program.
Sure. You know, I'll be honest. I didn't really realize that that there was such a lack of diversity at up there at CU. And I think as a progressive, I really think that we need to set the standard. And I know quotas, you know, that's always a bad thing. But, you know, maybe we ought to find a way to do that to get more diversity at CU. You know, and if some qualified white kids can't get in, you know, so be it. That's the cost of trying to have, you know, we need to be diverse.
Well, I don't know if that's the problem, or if you read this article on the weekend in the local section about the fact that they're saying that CU doesn't reach out enough. I'm not saying that's correct, but I'm saying that's what the critics say, that CU doesn't reach out enough, and that they don't broaden their standards for African American and other kids of race, people of color, you know, to get in. And I, you know what, I don't know if that's true or not either, but that's what this article, that's what the critics there are saying. And then CU, of course, says, well, we're trying to get more diversity, we're trying to get more people of color. But my experience, and as I said, you know, living in Boulder, man, I don't see that many people of color in that town.
You know, and I agree, and I'll be honest, it's something that I never thought about until listening to this morning. I kind of reflected back on you know, when I'm in Boulder, that you're right, you don't see many minorities there. And again, you know, you've got recruitment, and when I look at the people there, I mean, let's face it, it costs a lot of money to go to CU up there. It costs a lot of money to live there.
Yeah, it does.
You know, and let's be honest. Most, you know, if you look at the general population of minorities, they usually don't have the money to be able to live there and go to school there. And I think this is where we probably need, set the example. We need to somehow get more minorities in there, African Americans, Hispanics, and again, they may be coming from backgrounds where they may not have the educational background to be able to compete with the white kids that are going there.
Well,
we need to recognize that. We need to address it, and let them and get them in there. And like I said, I'm not afraid to say that in order to get diversity, in order for us to set the example, you know, God, I hate to say it, but if we have to lower standards, so what? You know, if some qualified white kids don't get in, so what? Let them go someplace else.
All right, but let me.
I think we need to set the example and do whatever it takes to increase the diversity there.
All right, let me challenge you on two points here quickly.
Okay.
Is it African Americans economic? And the majority of this radio station who listen to this radio station are white. But is it African Americans economically can't afford to go there, or is it like I believe it was Angela, the first caller, that the word's out and that they don't feel comfortable there, so they don't want to be there? Because that woman profiled in the paper on Sunday, she said, hey, I'm leaving here because I don't feel comfortable.
Well, and I think I can address both of them, because I think they're two separate issues. I think she probably doesn't feel comfortable there because she is really, really the minority. And as far as economically, I think there are some, you know, and I don't want to just say African Americans. I want to say minorities in general, including Hispanics. I think if you look at that population as a whole, I don't think the percentage of them have the income levels as the same percentage of the white population.
All right, fair enough. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call.
Yeah,
I got to run.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay.
By the way, I think George W. Bush should get out today and brag about the economy and beat his chest, because 25 to 30,000 jobs are going to be cut by Ford, and they're going to close 14 factories. Way to go, George. Brag about that economy, unless, of course, you're going to get unemployed. Let me go to, Ron in Denver's got a great point. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call, and good morning.
Sure, glad to have you on.
Just because you're a liberal doesn't mean you're not a racist. Look at the Southern Democrats. They were, for a long time, you know, don't forget it was the conservatives who promoted the Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah, but most Southern Democrats, and I spent 17 years working in the South, and I was in country music, by the way. I was a country music disc jockey. Most people that I ran into in the South, Republican or Democratic, were not exactly what I would call liberal or progressive. And when Lyndon Johnson signed the Civil Rights Bill, that shoved a lot of conservative Democrats over into the Republican side of the aisle.
Agreed. But again, it was the Southern Democrats that blocked a lot of the civil rights legislation.
Yeah, because they weren't liberal and progressive. They weren't open in any way, shape, or form.
Right, and one other point.
I mean, George Wallace was at one time a Democrat.
Right, and one other point about diversity in Boulder. You can't just focus on the school. It's got to be the entire community, from the police department to the citizens. You can't just change a mindset. It's got to be, it's a slow, painful process. And I mean, when you get things like, and it's not just a black-white thing. I'll give you an example. When the Chabad house was defaced at CU Boulder, I think it was 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, the president's comments were horrible. I mean, she basically promoted it. She might as well have, because what she said was, well, I can't comment on this specific incident, even though it happened on her watch at her campus. She said, but I have to comment on racism as a whole. And not to address the specific incidents is really horrible. And, I mean, yeah, Boulder's got its problems, but you know what? So does every community.
I agree, except Boulder carries a reputation attached to it that it's a very, very left-wing, liberal place, and that when I told people that I was going to accept this job and I was going to move to Boulder, people said, oh, well, you know, you ought to be right at home. That's a very, very left-wing, very progressive place. You know, it's tailor-made for you.
No,
and I don't consider racism, for the most part, unless I'm terribly, terribly wrong and misguided, I don't consider racism to be a progressive or a liberal value.
Hate is a very wonderful thing, you know. It's very insidious because everybody hates something, and it's a matter of which demon comes out in which people.
James Dobson for me. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate the call. All right, thanks for being part of the program. Can I squeeze one more in here? Yeah, I can get one more in here. Let's go to Ed in Denver. Ed, you're on AM 760. Good morning. You're on, Ed.
You know, you were talking about the good old buildings, the rebel flags.
Right.
I grew up with them. They were called my uncles. And they needed more inward joke than you could count. So I know, drastic side of racism, but I've also seen the other side of the spectrum, which is just real selfish, sort of isolation of African Americans, Mexicans. And I think you can see that in, like, in housing. Like, if somebody calls up for a vacant apartment and the lease or the owner, it can tell that they're African American, and they say, oh, no, it's been rented. And then, you know, somebody else calls up with a Midwestern accent, and they say, oh, yeah, it's still available, come see it. Or, you know, in granting loans, that, you know, some white guy can pick up a loan, but a black guy comes along for a small business loan, and, you know, they suspect that he's not going to make it.
Yeah, there also used to be that, and it probably still is, in real estate, in buying houses, called redlining.
Well, and look at New Orleans, for example. A lot of people there, I think, have been kept oppressed financially and economically and educationally very subtly. I mean, even though the law's on the books to make everything equal, there's still lots of ways to shift the money around so that there's the white people are more privileged. And you can see that in our school system, that in certain districts, you know, the schools get as many computers as they want, and it's because they're supplemented by, you know, high-income people, and most of those, unfortunately, are, you know, Caucasian. So I think there's a spectrum of racism. And George Bush, you know, after Katrina, he said, well, I'll just fight anybody that calls me a racist. He didn't know what he was talking about. I think he is.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't go so far as to call him racist, but I'll tell you what I do think he is. I think he's isolated, and I think he's very, very insensitive. Thank you for the call, Ed. I appreciate it. I mean, I really do. I believe he's very insensitive and very isolated and cares only about his rich friends. By the way, he's out parroting today that the NSA wiretapping is legal and is a needed tool. And, of course, this is a man who probably can't read the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. More about racism and about the lack of diversity in Boulder.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
Altitude available on Comcast Channel 25 or in high definition Channel 665.
It doesn't take a genius to figure out that right now is the time to replace your windows with the Regency Brista window. The news says to expect up to a 70% increase in energy costs. This is Dave Logan. I'm especially glad now that I have the Regency Brista window in my home. Right now you can win a house full of Regency Brista windows absolutely free. Just log on to bristawindows.com or call 303-233-0833.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
This is an unspeakable crime. People died. Hostages were killed.
Fox Monday, as the all-new non-stop season of 24 continues. Terrorists have taken control of a military weapon that could kill millions.
Terrorists use the hostage crisis to cover theft.
What was stolen?
Nerve gas.
Now, with a traitor in his midst.
Someone knew that Jack was alive.
Who did you tell? I didn't tell anybody, Jack!
And a conspiracy that reaches the highest levels of the government.
Someone in this administration is tied to the theft of the nerve gas.
Jack Bauer faces his most deadly day ever. USA Today raves. This is 24 at its fast and furious best. It's another terrific, terrible day.
He tried to have me killed.
CTU, you can't touch him.
I'm not CTU.
It's an all-new 24, right after the new sensation Skating with Celebrities, both on the regular night and time.
It all starts tonight at 7 on Fox 31, followed by Fox 31 News at 9.
Thermal Advantage is looking to test fewer than 40 homes for energy efficiency. All your old windows will be taken out and new windows will be installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 50% on their energy bill, or they will reimburse you the difference. For participating when the test is complete, you will be able to keep the windows. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. Operators available 24 hours a day. Call today.
Do you really know your past, the history behind your family, and who you are? In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history, we'll send you a free report with fascinating facts on your family name at no cost to you. Call 1-800-300-3414. That's 1-800-300-3414. 1-800-300-3414.
If you have an adjustable rate mortgage, you might be taking risks with your family's biggest investment.
Homeowners, rates won't stay this low forever. Call the mortgage store today. Don't miss out on taking advantage of historic low rates.
The economy continues to improve.
And the Federal Reserve has begun to raise interest rates.
But right now, you can still lock in a low fixed rate mortgage in the fives.
The mortgage store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and the best service. Here's what our customers had to say.
It was just so easy. I've never had a refinance so easy.
We closed within days and saved over $350 a month.
We approve our own loans, so even if you've had some credit problems, you can still call us today and get a great fixed rate mortgage in the fives.
Don't procrastinate. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and be sure to ask about the 6 months with no payment option. Open evenings and weekends. Call now. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
Randy Rhoads.
Yeah. The president can't stop lying. See, he's got a very dysfunctional relationship with the truth because he's got this personal compulsion to say whatever makes him look good at the moment because he can't stand being despised. His own parents have nothing good to say about him. So he'll stage a major photo op.
Major combat operation in Iraq have ended.
When they haven't.
Randy Rhoads. Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
This is Randy Rhoads, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:51, 9 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. High today, 43, mostly sunny skies. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Here's some information you can do without. I got a freaking bloody nose on the air. And no, I'm not snorting Colombian marching powder. And I don't have a deviated septum either. George Bush to give a speech today at Kansas State University. The White House is on the offensive about the NSA wiretap story. He's going to take questions from guests. Carefully screened guests, I might add. Well, you know, when are the American people going to get wise to this guy's act? All right, we're talking about racism and racism in Boulder. And the story in the Rocky Mountain News this morning. Panel urges hotline education to combat Boulder hate crimes. Let's go to Chris, who's in Boulder. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Chris. You asked a question. Am I on the air?
Yeah, you most certainly
are. Okay, I'm sorry. You said, is Boulder full of hypocrites? And I think that's true because if you look at the elementary schools, they're segregated by Latinos and whites. That's the race that Boulderites discriminate against are the Spanish speakers.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting you should bring that up because I've got an elementary school right across from me. I should check out the student population.
Well, which one is it?
Well, I'm not going to say. Then you'll know where I live.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Well, for example, Columbine Elementary School has 89% Spanish speakers. So it's, you know, really, I mean, only basically 10% of the kids speak English and as their first language. And then less than a mile away is a school with 99% white kids. And so it's not the fact that they aren't close enough for the other kids to go to. It's that the school board has segregated them by drawing boundaries in weird ways and by clustering all of the ESL program in one building.
So you're saying there is racism and there is that it is going on in Boulder?
Well, the thing is, these two schools, their kids are not getting equal educations because the school that is predominantly Spanish-speaking doesn't have as much money for the extra things like field trips and stuff, and the other school has, you know, parents donating a lot of money for luxuries like computers and stuff like that, and that's why it's not. And, by the way, just the school board is voting on to change this issue. But there's a lot of pressure on some school. A school board member told me that he's afraid to vote to desegregate the schools in Boulder because he's afraid he won't get reelected.
Well, that's a scary thing. All right, Chris, thank you. Appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
Okay. You know, in 33 years of this, I've never had this happen. Maybe I should dial 911. I can't get this to stop. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, whenever I get a bloody nose, I just get a Kleenex and, you know, put it up the nostril there and then squeeze your nostrils, you know?
I'm trying, man.
Yeah. All right, well, anyways, listen, I moved to Lafayette in 87 and worked and played in Boulder for most of those years. And diversity at CU was an issue when I moved here, and it's still an issue. But the one comment I want to make is that they have no problem finding and recruiting all the black kids they want for football and basketball. So if they can do that, then what's the problem with, you know, being able to recruit more black students for academics? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you exactly.
Yeah, so, you know, this business of, oh, they're trying, you know, it's real easy for them to recruit for basketball and football, but yet they can't get, you know, blacks and Indians and Hispanics into their school for academics. Yeah, right.
I hear you, man. Thank you for the call.
All right, see you, Jay.
All right. Man, oh, man. What is up with this? No ability to clock this sucker either. Any vampires in the audience? Let's go to Sam in Denver. Sam, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Go ahead, Sam.
How you doing, Jay?
I'm okay if I don't lose 20 quarts of blood here.
Well, I'm telling you, I got this flu, cold, or whatever this thing is, and it's rough.
I hear you.
But, yeah, I was kind of out of dollar to go to CU, and I got one to go to DU. But the one I went to CU, what happens is, you know, they have all these kids in this one class, so they stack it against them when they get started up there. But my second daughter, my baby girl, she went to Atlanta, Georgia. I told her to go to Atlanta and go to Clark first. She come back up here, and she's going to DU to finish. She got a year and a half left. And out of 30 kids that got sworn in for lobbyists, it was only two blacks in there. But my mom and dad's house blew up in 1985. And, man, I'm going to tell you something. It's prejudice all over. It's not just up in Boulder. And it took us 5 years to try to get to court, and we had lawyers to tell us, well, you know, you're black. And we fought public service, and they appealed the case. They kept appealing it. But we did win a little bit of money out of it. It's not that much. But my dad lived 45 days, and he died.
All right, so you're saying racism basically is everywhere.
And
you know what? And I, you know what? I agree with that. I think it's all over the United States.
Yeah,
it's just that it runs counter to what Boulder is supposed to be about. Thanks, Sam. Appreciate the call. All right, Westminster and Walmart. We'll talk about it coming up after 9 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
GOP calls him an SOB.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-3312. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-3312. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-3312. That's 1-800-550-3312.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand laptop coffee. Laptop coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to laptopcoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
Party Report and Mike Malloy. This is AM 760. Progressive Talk. KKZN. 410 Denver Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn.
These cuts are a painful last resort, and I'm deeply mindful of their impact.
Ford Motors Chairman Bill Ford announces 25,000 to 30,000 job cuts and the closure of 14 facilities as he unveils the struggling automaker's massive restructuring plan.
They're going to affect many lives, many families, and many communities.
The 14 facilities closures include 7 assembly plants, including the one in Wixom, Michigan. WWJ reporter Pat Vitale was with workers at that plant as the word came down.
They have a lot of time invested in this company. One fella, 39 years, 29 years, 26 years. They have a lot of time invested with Ford Motor Company, and they say, you know what, they knew this was going to come sooner or later, and they're just glad that now everything is out in the open.
BlackBerry users could have a big problem. The Supreme Court has refused to hear an appeal from the maker of the wildly popular handheld wireless communications device in a long-running patent battle. And that could mean, says CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen, that BlackBerry owners could be blocked from using them.
This puts enormous financial pressure on BlackBerry to make a deal to pay off the initial patent holder who has made a claim and who has won in court. And I expect that to happen. If not, all these wireless users are not going to be able to use BlackBerry until the dispute is resolved.
Mad cow disease. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency says they're looking into the possibility of another case. They've been testing what's called a suspicious sample, but say there is no indication any part of the animal in question entered the human or animal feed systems. Some of the passengers aboard the world's biggest ocean liner are threatening a sit-in, saying they'll refuse to disembark at the Queen Mary 2's next port of call because damage to one of the ship's engine pods has prompted Cunard Lines to skip some scheduled stops. CBS's Vicki Barker in London reports.
Of the 2,500 mostly American and British passengers on board the cruise from Fort Lauderdale to Los Angeles, 1,000 were only on for the first segment. For them, 12 days island hopping from Florida to Brazil is now a one-way nonstop voyage. Some have reportedly accepted Cunard's offer of a 50% rebate, but others are threatening to stage a sit-in at Rio if the deal isn't improved. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
Today marks the start of National Child Obesity Week to draw attention to a record number of overweight kids, but in an odd coincidence, today also happens to be National Pie Day. Economic activity edged higher last month, according to the monthly index of leading economic indicators issued by the Conference Board organization. The private research group says the December figures could portend uneven growth in the year ahead. On Wall Street right now, Dow Industrials ahead 34.5 points, NASDAQ Composite up by 0.75 points. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Center, this is Bernard.
Oh, God, please. I locked my truck and my granddaughter's inside.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay.
Can you unlock, please? Could you verify the PIN number?
276.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
I'm sending a signal right now. I'm going to keep you on the line. How's your granddaughter doing?
Oh, she sounds asleep.
Good. Good. Nervous wreck. She's sleeping quietly. Just go ahead. Take a few moments and just breathe.
Okay.
Much better now?
No, I've never done anything like that before.
It happens.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
It should be up. Go ahead and check the door.
Oh, God, I think I heard something. Yes. Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. OnStar by GM. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We're seeing a slow ride just about everywhere right now. Eastbound 6th Avenue seems to trouble with this crash. It's blocking the right center lane at Federal. Also have a stall on the clearing stages westbound I-70 near I-270. And we're jamming in both directions at I-25 as you make your way through downtown and T-Rex. Now, southbounders also dealing with a three-car crash that's sitting at Santa Fe. Turnpike slows westbound from McCaslin over towards Table Mesa and around town. The diagonal, Foothills Parkway and Highway 93, they're crowded but starting to thin out just a little bit. Under the forecast.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-1320. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-1320. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-220-1320. 1-800-220-1320.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915. Or click on the banner in the player name.
All right, Michael. Michael Melio, who is angry at Walmart. Michael, good morning and welcome to the program.
Hello?
Hi, you're on. Welcome.
Yes. What's your question, Jay?
I got a ton of them. All right, first of all, it seems to me that you've caught the city of Westminster and the strong men at your weak city council form of government. It seems to me you've caught them in a lie.
Yeah, the SWORD organization, Southwestminster Organization for Responsible Development, and Karen Sawicki have done some extensive document digging in city council and found some pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, why don't you talk a little bit? I mean, first of all, they had this meeting, and all of you went, and you got up and asked some questions. Talk about the questions that you asked the city council, the city manager.
Well, I expressly asked them, and I'll quote from the actual August 29th meeting. We were all wondering whether or not city council had made any secret dealings with Walmart in terms of tax abatements or any other monies. And the exact quote, if I can find it here, has city council promised to or contracted with Walmart any subsidies, property tax abatements, income tax credits, sales or excise tax exemptions, tax increment financing, low interest loans or loan guarantees, free land or land write-downs, training grants, infrastructure aid, or just plain cash? And to that question, the mayor basically said, let's move on to the next question.
Hmm.
Well, at that point, the city manager, Mr. McFall, jumped in and said, well, he claimed that the city had not made any dealings with Walmart. Now, that technically is correct. It's technically correct, but what they had done is they set up, the seller of the land was a gentleman named Jordan Perlmutter, who owns the land. They made an arrangement with him, a third-party arrangement, to give him $5 million. Of citizens' taxpayer dollars in rebates, which would then be funneled back to Walmart. So it was a kind of a backhanded deal. That amount of money was never made known to the public. And by the way, there was a ballot initiative November 1st, 2A and 2B ballot initiatives that were both, Westminster crosses two counties in Jefferson County and in Adams County. So that was on both county ballots, and that initiative would have repealed the city council decision to rezone 72nd and Sheridan for Walmart.
Did it pass?
It passed in Westminster. It failed in Adams County. So by 675 votes, it was a very close election. In that ballot, I believe, and I believe everyone in Westminster probably would also believe, if they knew they were going to pay $5 million of their hard-earned taxpayer dollars to subsidize a Walmart, they would have voted no. Or they would have voted yes, pardon, because the yes would have been a repeal.
Right, right. Now, there's a thousand city residents who protested the Walmart project. That's quoted this morning in the Rocky Mountain News. Explain or outline for people listening to AM 760 what was your objection to having Walmart come in the first place? Was it the fact or the fear that the city would give them undue breaks or give them money that would come at the expense of the taxpayers of Westminster? I mean, why don't you want Walmart in your community?
Well, each of us had our own reasons, but the primary reason, most of the people living around that area realize that they're, from studies that have been done nationwide, anyone who has wants to research this, they can. There were studies done that indicate that crime rates go up whenever Walmart moves in. They don't police their own parking lots. There are lots of crimes and rapes and things like this. There's documentation beyond, you know, just cursory documentation. It's pretty extensive. And so many of them did not want Walmart in there. The additional noise pollution, air pollution that it would bring, it's a massive 206-square-foot supercenter we're talking about in an area that is just largely residential. I mean, it's almost completely residential right there.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's
that is huge. That's big. You're right.
Yeah, it's an incredible size store, so it didn't fit, and that was the major concern of Sword and most of the members in the community. Now, I have an additional concerns that I feel are not being addressed by the city council, namely the economic impact studies. Whenever Walmart moves into an area, small businesses go out of business. And that has been documented time and time and time again.
Yeah, that's very, very true. You're right about that. I mean, that's been documented all across the country.
Yes. And moreover, Walmart has a health plan that is designed to use the taxpayers' subsidies and tax, you know, using the existing health systems and housing subsidies. They don't pay enough to their workers. So their workers cannot afford to pay for their rent, and so Walmart tells their employees, "Oh, you can go and get Section 8 housing subsidies to help you." So, in other words, what Walmart's plan is, their whole health plan and their whole benefits plan includes using the taxpayer dollars to subsidize their employees. That's what their whole strategy is. That's why they're so successful. In 2004, Walmart received $1.5 billion in taxpayer subsidies. That's a phenomenal amount. And they made $5 billion in profit, and $1.5 billion of that was from your and my taxpayer dollars.
12 minutes after 9 a.m., 760 Progressive Talk. Michael Melio on the line, keeping Walmart out of Westminster. All right. What's next for you now? I mean, you can't get a straight answer. And I've run up against this before with a strong city manager, weak city council situation. It is a pain in the rear, and you can't get any honest answers out of these people. And plus, you've got the ballot initiative that passed. Plus, on top of that, you've got over 1,000 city residents who protested the project during meetings last summer. What's your next move on this deal?
Well, the SWORD organization has will be deciding that. I don't know offhand what their next step will be, but I do know that I will be working extremely hard. I actually ran for city council in this past election, in large part because of the lack of representation of citizens on city council, that they seem to be just writing checks for the big corporations and without any public scrutiny. That was my main issue and focus in this past election. Of course, I didn't win. I'm a relatively unknown person here. However, if Thomas Jefferson stated that information is the currency of democracy, and if information is that, well, then this city council has been robbing the public of that information to make the educated decisions on whether or not they want a Walmart in their neighborhood. They've kept that information from the public, and that is where they have fallen short. Their duty is to the public first, not to Walmart, not to any big business interests. Their first responsibility is to the public and keeping them informed about their decisions. And they've been less than forthright and forthcoming on this matter. They basically kept the $5 million figure that they gave to Walmart through a third party hidden from the public records or from public scrutiny. They never came out and publicly told us. And there were lots of people interested. You know, they never said, hey, this is going to cost you $5 million do you want a Walmart in your neighborhood? They never, ever came out with that number.
Yeah, they never do, though. You know, I got to tell you this only because I've had experience at doing this. I mean, I've been experienced at, you know, going up against city councils. Anytime you have a strong city manager, weak city council, you got problems because it's virtually impossible to hold the city council's feet to the fire, and the city manager wields far too much power. You guys, I mean, yeah, you know, good luck. I hope you block the Walmart. I mean, I'm with you 100%. But the other thing you guys ought to be looking at is doing is trying to get that system changed.
We are, and believe me, reform is on the mind of many people here. We want to change this system and how it's working because it's not working for the people. And this is a pattern that, as you know, Jay, is being repeated across the nation.
Yep, it sure is.
If cities everywhere are doing these wheelings and dealings with corporations without any public scrutiny and without divulging to the people what it's going to cost them, you know, and they're making these sweetheart deals. I have to ask, you know, why aren't they giving $5 million to businesses that are locally owned? Why aren't they doling out this kind of cash to the people who actually put money back into the community, namely the people who live here? You know, instead, these big corporations who wield a lot of clout and a lot of power are working these deals with their agents behind the scenes, away from the public scrutiny, away from public view, and city council's playing along. And they always turn around and say, oh, we're pro-business, we're pro-business. Well, there's a point at which the business of city council is bad business for the people. And in this case, that's true.
All right, Michael Emilio, man, let us know what happens.
Yeah.
We're on your side. Good luck in keeping Walmart out of there, man. You know, you're to be commended for being involved in this effort. And, I mean, I think, you know, this is great. So let us know what happens, man. Keep us informed.
We will, Jay. Thank you for all the great work you're doing, by the way. I love your show, and I listen to it as often as I can.
Well, you know what? You're very kind, but you're the real hero, and you're welcome on this program anytime you guys want to come on.
Well, the real hero are the people of SWORD, the Southwestminster Organization for Responsible Development, and especially Karen Zawicki and Dino Valenti. Those people have really worked hard on this deal. I'm just a spokesperson at this point.
Well, good for you guys. And, Michael, as I said, you're welcome on this program anytime. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Jay.
You bet. All right, there's Michael Emilio keeping Walmart out. Good for them. Good for them. You know, Mary was is from New Albany, Mississippi. And one time we were there, we were back there, and she said to me, since the Walmart has come, and I believe it's a Walmart Supercenter, she said, you know what, there's virtually no business downtown. She said, you know, downtown New Albany is basically, there's nothing going on there. Because these Walmart Supercenters suck all the life out of downtown. And it's a real shame. All right, open phones coming up now at 303-713-7600. Four lines open. Anything you want to talk about? Walmart, racism, football, the Broncos? You want to talk about the Broncos? I mean, anything you want to do, let's get it on and get some intelligent conversation going here at 303-713-7600.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Still dealing with a couple things tying up the drive southbound I-25. Watch for a three-car crash. It's off to the right shoulder right around Santa Fe, but adding to your jams coming out of the north end into downtown, and then it stays slow through T-Rex. Eastbound 6th Avenue also seeing a tough time coming out of the Lakewood area. That's because of this crash in the center lane at Federal. Now, I-70 looks pretty good between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. 225 still seeing a slow go as you make your way down toward the Tech Center and around town. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, they're starting to thin out just a little bit. The turnpike's still a little slow eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. And checking out the forecast. Sunny skies today. Highs in the upper 40s. We're at 23 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The holidays may be over, but at Quality Mitsubishi, they're still giving gifts. Right now, get up to $10,000 cash back on every new vehicle in stock, even the all-new Raider and hot new Eclipse. Don't miss this year's best deals, only at Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK.
Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-5075. That's 1-800-700-5075. 1-800-700-5075.
Do we have any idea what the terrorists are planning?
I haven't made any demands yet.
We're saved! More than 35 million people have jumped onto the thrill ride of the year. Fox Monday, as the all-new, non-stop season of 24 continues, loyalties will be destroyed.
Are you trying to have me killed?
CTU can't touch him.
I'm not CTU.
Enemies will be revealed.
Who did you tell? I didn't tell anybody, Jack!
And lives will be sacrificed.
This is an unspeakable crime.
People died. Hostages were killed.
For Jack Bauer, a new day is just beginning.
Whatever retaliation we were bracing for an hour ago is nothing compared to what these people are capable of doing now.
TV Guide calls the new season of 24 lethally good and better than ever.
The terrorists used the hostage crisis to cover up that.
What was stolen?
Nerve gas.
It's an all-new 24 on its regular night and time.
It all starts tonight at 8 on Fox 31, followed by Fox 31 News at 9.
The Company Corporation does not offer financial or legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today. Call 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883.
Want to be an eBay entrepreneur? Then get your free CD that's showing people how to make a fortune with online auctions like eBay. It's so easy. This software is actually illegal in some states, but not yours. So pick up the phone and get your free CD from Internet Speedway now. Make a fortune with this system while it's still legal in your state. 1-800-700-5903. 1-800-700-5903. 1-800-700-5903.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, for those of you who really care, medical report. My bloody nose has stopped. I know I'm headed to the program director's office for even bringing that up on a morning show. Goes good with bacon and eggs, doesn't it? 9:22, 22 minutes after 9. High today, 43. Jay Marvin here. Open phones, 303-713-7600. Can I just bring up two quick stories here before we get to the phones? I sound like Limbaugh. With my OxyContin-stained hands. Okay, yeah. Hey, water supply to a U.S. base in Iraq was contaminated, and the contractor in charge, Halliburton, failed to tell the troops and civilians of the facility, according to internal documents from the company and interviews with former Halliburton officials. Dick Cheney linked to Halliburton. When are we going to have enough is enough of Halliburton? Also, how about the administration's claims last week? The man that got all these Al-Qaeda operatives in that strike in Pakistan. Pakistani Prime Minister Shaukat Aziz on Sunday ridiculed as bizarre the U.S. report that the senior Al-Qaeda leaders were killed in a CIA attack on a home along the Pakistan-Afghan border. There is no evidence, as a half an hour ago, that there were any other people there. Is the administration lying about that? And George W. Bush on the offensive over the NSA wiretap situation. He will be giving a speech today at Kansas State University. It's in like a matter of hours, in which hand-screened, hand-picked people will be able to ask him unscreened questions. I'll ask it again. When is this country going to get on the shtick when it comes to this guy and what a phony and what a liar and how these things are staged and what a permanent photo op type thing that this guy runs on? All right, let's go to the phones here. We go to Marshall in Arvada. Marshall, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Hey, Marshall. How are you?
It's going good. Hey, I haven't heard this out there, you know, and the mainstream media wants to say that the Abramoff scandal is both a Democrat and Republican scandal, and they want to, you know, they just parrot the Republican talking points. I want to remind all the listeners out there that Abramoff was head of the College Republicans. That's how he got his start. That's how he met, Reed and, you know,
Grover Norquist
and all of them. That's how he got his in into politics. at the national level. If he was head of the College Republicans, all when those neocons were all, you know, getting their start, you know, during the Nixon, when they first got started in the Nixon era, and he's a Republican, he has Republican values, he's looked out for Republicans, and don't let the mainstream media tell you otherwise. This is a Republican scandal. They're the ones that made sure the money got funneled where they wanted to be funneled, and it only went where they told it to go.
I agree 100%. And you know what? The thing is, getting money from clients who had contact with Abramoff, who have vested interests in a state in which they do business, and I'm talking about the Indian casinos, is not the same thing as Abramoff pouring cash into Republican candidates' coffers and then expecting them to do something for them. And there is a article that's running this week in Time magazine that says that they have a source who has in their possession photos of George W. Bush and Abramoff together, including a picture of Abramoff's kids, along with Jack Abramoff and George W. Bush.
Well, I think it's bigger than Abramoff. I mean, there was a Wall Street Journal editorial about it. In 1993, when the Republicans first got control of Congress, the pork projects were about 2,000.
Right.
And now they're 14,000. This is what these conservatives got. This is their conservative Congress that's spending our money like drunken sailors. These people have no respect for the taxpayers and no respect for future generations like me that they just want to pass the bill on to.
Yeah, well, that's that whole, yeah,
fired up.
I agree. That's that whole earmark process. And, you know, as much as you and I have fought on the air on this one, home run, pal, because I'm exactly on your side. And people ought to get cranked up about this. And they ought to put pressure on their representatives for two things. One, campaign finance reform. And two, end of earmarks snuck into bills late at night that end up costing us tons of bread. And that transportation bill that Bush signed with that big smile on his face and Tom DeLay and everybody else standing behind him, that thing was jammed with exactly what you're talking about.
Absolutely. And what bothers me as a young Democrat is this is a tax increase on my generation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It drives me up the wall.
And it's going to also affect your kids, too. Marshall, thanks. Good to hear your voice, pal. All right, thanks for being part of the program. Let's go to Logan, who is in Boulder. Logan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm here, Logan.
Okay. There was a caller earlier who had said, lower the standards so that African-Americans or Indians or Hispanics could get into Boulder. And that's just offensive to insinuate that you're going to have to lower standards for these people to have the qualifications to enter the university.
Well, how about the idea, instead of doing that, how about the idea of more, and I can see where that would be offensive, how about the idea of reaching out more, and I question the idea that African-Americans have a buzz about CU, that they're not welcome there, and that it would be uncomfortable, and that they don't want to go there.
In light of the more recent activities, you know, dealing with just that, you know, the racism that's going through there, it might trickle down to the ears, but I would say for the majority, you have to look at the population of Colorado as stands for African American. It's practically non-existent. It's not a racist issue. It's just the fact that, you know, African Americans came over here for one reason. In the beginning, it was due to slavery. It's not something that anybody should be proud of. But that was located mostly in the South. Now, there was a great exodus out of the South that took people to some major metropolitan areas. Denver just wasn't one of them. So I wouldn't say that it's still a racism issue of why people aren't coming here. I think it's more of an issue of, for the majority of African Americans, if you're sports teams, people are getting scholarships, and if not, they're going to stay local to avoid high costs. And
well, all right,
CU is definitely a high-cost university, especially
sure.
For people who are out of state.
Yeah, I agree, but let's talk about people who are out of state. All right, but let's... Oh, we lost him. The modern technology of cell phones. Or maybe the NSA was spying on his call. People from out of state, it is expensive to go to CU, but why would you spend that money, particularly if you're African-American, if there's this rap going around that CU isn't a very welcome place? And I go back to that Denver Post article in the local section yesterday where that woman who's in business school there who wants to be a stockbroker, she's African-American, says, I'm leaving here. I'm transferring to some other place because I don't feel comfortable here. What's up with that? Well, that's pretty much what I'm talking about here. And you know what? As I said before, the majority of the people who listen to this radio station are white. So you know what? You and I don't know. If you're white, you and I don't know what the buzz is in the African-American community. Is the buzz out there that there's racism in Boulder and that there's racism in CU? And that, you know what? If I have to go to school, whether I live in state or out of state, man, I'm not popping the money to go to some place I'm not welcome at. I'll go somewhere else. 9:30 a.m. 760, one line open at 303-713-7600. And it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We're still seeing a slow ride just about everywhere, but things are starting to look a little better. Eastbound 6th Avenue had an earlier crash near Federal that's been cleared out of your way. A stall westbound I-70 near I-270, that too is gone. And now we're still jamming in both directions to I-25 as you make your way through downtown and T-Rex. Now, southbounders had a three-car crash at Santa Fe, so it's a little tight in that area. Now, around town, Foothills Parkway, the diagonal, and Highway 93, they're thinning out. The turnpike's still a little slow as you head into town from McCaslin over towards Table Mesa. Now, checking the forecast, sunny skies today, highs in the upper 40s. We're at 23 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Introducing Test Drive Tuesday from the Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Get a $40 voucher for gas when you take a test.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-771-7544 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our Omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With three times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our Omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-771-7544 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-771-7544.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
It's FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-5075. That's 1-800-700-5075. 1-800-700-5075.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
AM 760 Progressive Talk and Denver Center Attraction are giving you a chance to win tickets to August with Gem of the Ocean, a play that'll leave you shaken and breathless. For more information, log on to am760.net. You can now get up on the left side of the bed. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, let's funk it out. Crack up your face. 9:34, 26 minutes away from 10. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, your human boombox. By the way, before I go back to the phones, I know I'll get criticism for mentioning this, but I don't care. Too bad. You don't like it? Too bad. NBC is canceling West Wing after 7 seasons. Goodbye to West Wing. We've had Lawrence O'Donnell on this show, who is executive producer. But you know what show I really like? Commander-in-Chief with Geena Davis. See, now Turk doesn't like it. Man, you just don't get into it. And Geena Davis is...
I'm just not into Geena Davis,
man. Oh, man, she's like 50 years old and she is hot. And we are ready for a woman president in this country, and we are ready now. All right, let's get back to the phones. Eric in Lakewood. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for being part of the show.
Hey, you bet. Bless your pea-picking heart for being there for us.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You're very kind.
You bet. Hey, listeners, get your pens and paper ready. I'm going to give a couple of plugs here. You know, it's really good that we can talk to each other on the phone and on the radio like this, but you know, we need some action, too. We're kind of preaching to the choir a lot of times, so I'm going to give a couple things people can do to get involved. First is the Be the Change conference this Saturday, and I think you've talked about it on your show before.
Yeah, they're good people.
Yeah, really good people, and that is Saturday, January 28th. And it's preparing candidates and campaign staff and grassroots workers for success in November 2006. And you can register and read more about it at www.btc-usa.org. And registration time starts at 11:30 a.m.
All right.
Okay. And secondly, worldcan'twait.org, as Drive Out the Bush Regime. It's nationwide. I'm trying to get a protest going here for Tuesday, January 31st, during Bush's State of the Union lies. And they are trying to organize protests all across the country, major cities, minor cities, even Bisbee, frickin' Arizona.
Hey, Bisbee's a pretty nice town. I've been there before lots of times.
A small place. If they can do it there in the heart of Republican country, I figure we can do something in Colorado.
Well, I hope you get something off the ground. And, you know, getting this guy out of office, the key, this is what I think. I'm not saying I'm right, but I'm telling you this is what I think. If we can get a hold of the House of Representatives in November, which means that anybody who's progressive, anybody who's liberal, anybody who's to the left, get off your half moons, make sure you vote.
Exactly.
I know there are people streaming this radio station all over the country on the internet. Make sure you go to the polls, because if we can get a hold of the House of Representatives, we can start investigating Bush.
Exactly.
And I think there's a good case to be made that he should be impeached.
I agree.
Because he has violated the Constitution of the United States, and he has violated the law vis-a-vis the NSA wiretapping.
Exactly. Oh, I do, too. I do, too.
And, you know, his argument about Article 2 of the Constitution, that he's the commander-in-chief, you know something? I don't think that can stand up in court, because it doesn't say that he's the commander-in-chief of the United States of America. It says he's the commander-in-chief of the troops.
That's right.
And he's trying to stretch this deal, and you know what? I don't think that dog can hunt, man.
Oh, me neither. Yeah. In the meantime, you know, I'd like to plug this demonstration, and it's going to be at 6 p.m., start to gather, west steps of the State Capitol building in Denver. That's on Lincoln Street between 14th and Colfax Avenue. Start gathering at 6 p.m. at 7 o'clock when he starts talking. We're just going to bring noisemakers. We're going to make noise. And people can read more about that at www.worldcan'twait.org. And if you want to call them, if you don't have internet access, you can call New York at 1-866-973-4463.
All right, Eric. Thanks, man. Call me again.
Okay, thanks, Jay.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
And freeze up online at 303-713-7600. I don't have any idea how I'm going to watch the State of the Union address, because I go to bed at 7 o'clock at night, so I can get up at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Man, I'm going to have to stay up to watch this guy. And I made this comment on the air before. To watch him is extremely painful for me. It really is. Jack in Denver. Jack, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Yeah, my oldest boy graduated quite a few years ago from CU, and I think that this whole business about racism and CU and all that, and Boulder being shocked by that, I think that that's not fair. I think that regardless of how many laws that are passed or ever are passed, there's always going to be racism. I don't think the laws have anything to do with it. And one of the things I would point out to you is, and a lot of people would be shocked to know this, but there are entire counties in the state of Arkansas that do not have a single African-American in it. And, you know, that's a composite of people not wanting to go.
Where are you saying this is happening?
In Arkansas.
Oh, I've been to Arkansas tons of times. I wouldn't dispute that.
Yeah, and I mean, this is just the human experience. I mean, there's people where they're not wanted, and there's people that don't want to be with other people, and that's never going to change.
Nobody's saying that it is, but the difference is that Boulder maintains this reputation of being highly learned, being very progressive, and the fact is that if you live there, as I do, man, there's very little diversity in that town. There's very little diversity.
That should be no shock to you, Jay.
Well, it's not a shock, but you know what the thing is? If you don't have any diversity, and if you got incidents of racism going on at CU, which is arguably the center of the community, then the so-called progressive image that Boulder maintains isn't true. And if you try to maintain that image, then what you're doing is you're being hypocritical.
Progressiveness isn't true anywhere you look, anywhere you find it, Jay. It's all utopian.
Okay,
it's
but self-serving, utopian. I agree. But are you going to, all right, Jack, but are you going to deny here on the radio, are you going to deny this in front of the three people we have listening here this morning? Are you going to deny the fact that that's what Boulder pushes itself as being? And if you say no, I'm going to ask you, do you live in Boulder? I live there, and I know what they push.
Well, I'm a lot smarter than you. I wouldn't even consider living in a place like
that. Well, you know what? You know what? That has nothing to do with being smarter or not. I'm asking you a direct. I'm asking you a direct question. Answer it. What's wrong? You can't answer it? No, that's not what I ask you. Open up your ears. Does Boulder, yes or no, push itself as being a progressive community and being left wing? Yes or no?
I don't know if Boulder pushes it, but that's the reputation it has.
All right,
that's correct.
And they do push it, because I live there, and I know, and they do push it, and wouldn't that be hypocritical if you have lack of diversity?
Well, of course.
Yes or no? Okay, that's the only point I'm making.
Yes.
That's the only point I'm making.
Yeah, and I wouldn't consider living there.
Well, I don't care whether you consider living there or not. I wouldn't consider living where you live. But the fact is that trust me, there's a difference between Boulder and Ball Knob, Arkansas. Ball Knob, Arkansas doesn't push itself as being anything more than it is. Boulder pushes itself being a progressive community.
So you're familiar with Ball Knob?
Yes, I've been there many times. And also,
Searcy is where Sam Walton came from.
That's exactly right. I got relatives who live in Arkansas. All right, I got to run. Thank you for the call. Enough. Time out. What makes him assume that I want to live where he lives? Suppose I don't like his neighbors. You know what my definition of good neighbors are? People who don't come to my house and bug me.
Borrow a glass of milk?
Yeah, that's the definition of a good neighbor. Leave me alone, okay? No, but I mean, you know, just to assume that you'd want to live where he lives. I don't know where he lives in Denver, and I'm not going to ask him. Unless he wants to give out his address, then we can go over to his house. All right, thank you, Jack. Appreciate the call. 9:43. Here, 43 minutes past the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk, 303-7...
On the next American Chopper Fantasy Bikes, when Joseph McClendon's mom got cancer, he gladly sold his motorcycle to pay her bills.
She said that you must rebuild it or build something else that's going to make you happy.
Joseph, today's your lucky day.
Oh, my God!
They're building a bike.
Watch the Tuttles give Joseph his ultimate ride.
Look at this!
Then watch Joseph lose his absolute mind.
I am speechless.
Let's all discover dreams can come true. American Chopper Fantasy Bikes. New episode tonight at 10 Eastern Pacific. Only on the Discovery Channel.
Extra minutes to your trip over to I-70 and the Boulder Turnpike up speed in both directions. As far as weather goes for today, mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 50. Clear and cold again tonight, low of 17. Sunny and 58 for tomorrow. Right now it's 29 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Change more than your resume. DU offers bachelor's degrees for working professionals that can open a lifetime of opportunities, weekends, evenings, and online. adultundergrad.du.edu. That's adultundergrad.du.edu.
If there was ever a month to make a big change in your life, January is it. So this January, why not go really big with custom LASIK by the world-class surgeons of Spivak Vision Center, currently celebrating our 25th anniversary. In honor of this big-time celebration, we're extending our $1,000 LASIK savings.
Big savings, big vision, big change. Only at Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision. So don't wait. Get out there this year with custom LASIK at Spivak Vision Center and take advantage of our 25th anniversary $1,000 LASIK savings. When it comes to vision, it doesn't get any bigger than Spivak Vision, especially with our Spivak Lifetime LASIK Commitment. And our $1,000 savings makes it that much sweeter. But don't take my word for it. Call 303-C2020 and see for yourself. That's 303-C2020 for Spivak Vision, the only way to see.
Do you really know your past, the history behind your family, and who you are? In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history, we'll send you a free report with fascinating facts on your family name at no cost to you. Call 1-800-300-3414. That's 1-800-300-3414. 1-800-300-3414.
9:45, 15 minutes in front of 10 on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Good to have you along. You know, so many car dealerships out there, they make all kinds of promises, but they don't deliver on one thing. They don't deliver on customer service. And I don't know how many times I got to talk about Rocky's Autos. And you know what? I'm thrilled to talk about them every single morning because they do deliver customer service. There's over 100 employees at Rocky's dedicated to making you happy. And they have got a huge selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, and SUVs. I mean, the lot is just stuffed with great stuff. And they treat you right. So go out there and see my friends, Spanky and the Alshire brothers and Colby and Fred Labrato's out there. They're all really, really, Gerard Menard. I mean, they're all really, they're just Isaac. They're really good people out there, Isaac Harris. And every automobile is equipped to roll. You know, all tested out, has a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. I've witnessed and I've seen the way Rocky's Autos gets cars, and they buy only the finest. And Mary and I have had just huge success with them, and you will too. They're family-owned and operated since 1982. Hey, check them out on the Internet at rockysautos.com. Go click the business philosophy and look at the inventory, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about, and you can do it from your computer at rockysautos.com. Or do what I recommend. Get out to see them in person. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. You get out there usually on Wednesdays or Thursdays. Or, nah, actually, Tuesdays or Wednesdays if you get out there in the afternoon. I'll probably run into you. Rocky's Autos, great people, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
AM 760, your progressive station, your home for Jay Marvin.
And we got stuff to talk about this morning. We've got more stuff to talk about this morning than we got time.
Al Franken. Is he lazy or is he lying? Because it can't be both. And I'll say yes, it can.
Ed Schultz.
Obviously, there's a lot to talk about because of what is happening.
Randy Rhodes.
They're all addicted to some substance. Noel Bush, crackhead. Jenna and Barbara, underage drinking. George, both.
The Majority Report and Mike Malloy.
This is AM 760.
AM 760.
Progressive Talk. The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin.
AM 760. Progressive Talk.
9:48. 14 minutes in front, or what is that? 9:48 is 12 minutes, I'm sorry. 12 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin with the open phones underway, 303-713-7600. Thousands of abortion opponents shouldering signs with slogans such as Peace Begins in the Womb marched in a protest of the 33-year-old Roe versus Wade decision, while abortion rights supporters along the march route waved clothes hangers and shouted, "Bigots, go home." That was marking Sunday's anniversary of the Supreme Court decision, which reflects the growing tension of the makeup of the High Court. 33 years ago, woman's right to choose. We have got a battleless administration and battleless courts attempt to take that away from us. Let's go to Rick in Westminster. Rick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Great show.
Thank you.
Thanks for being there for us.
You bet.
I just got a put a plug out there for, and yeah, I don't know how to get a hold of the old Denver mayor, Wellington Webb, but I think he'd be a great candidate for governor. I like what he did for Denver in those years he was as mayor, and I think that he'd be a great governor.
Yeah, I really liked him. I really liked him a lot. And, you know, I saw him on TV last year at the DNC in Boston, and I was there, but I couldn't for the life of me hunt him down and find him. He's one of the nicest guys that I've ever run into. And you know something? Even though there are complaints about all city officials, including, I mean, Hickenlooper's got people who don't like him. But, you know, when I lived in Denver and Wellington Webb was the mayor, and Andrew Hudson was a spokesperson, I thought that the city was very well run.
Yeah. You know, I think he'd be a great governor, but I just want to say that real quick, like, and I hope that if anybody knows where he's at, ask him to run for governor, please.
I think
he'd be a great candidate.
All right,
fair, balanced, and honest.
Yep, I agree. Rick, thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, Bye. Take care. Yeah, where is Wellington Webb? Where's Andrew Hudson? I'm going to find Wellington Webb and ask him what he thinks about running. Sandy in Thornton. Sandy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
You know, I did not like my experience in Boulder. It was 10 years ago. I'm a black woman. I was married to a white man at the time. Four wonderful daughters. And one was in high school, one was in middle school, and I had two in elementary school, and none of them enjoyed their experience. In fact, with the two in elementary school, there was a lot of racial slurring going on. And at one point, one of the teachers asked me to come in and talk to the class about racism. It was pretty uncomfortable. And
that's not a good thing.
I can remember both of the older sisters saying, I don't want my sisters going to these schools.
Huh.
I did not like Boulder. And to this day, when people bring up Boulder, I can go off on a tirade, just like I do with George Bush.
Well, there's some very nice people living in Boulder, and there are some things about Boulder that are very, very attractive. And by and large, I think people in Boulder are decent people.
I just don't.
You know, as I said when we started that whole conversation, I just don't see a lot of racial diversity there. And I think that racism, and so far nobody's called up to dispute this, but I think racism comes out of ignorance.
And I think part of the reason that there's ignorance there is that for a lot of black people, Boulder is too expensive. You can't afford to live there.
Well, what do you mean, black people? You know what? I'm white and I live there and it's too expensive. I'm having trouble.
For a lot of people, period, it's too expensive. And, you know, I've got a daughter who's going to see you. And I think that she keeps to herself because she studies hard. She doesn't hang out with a lot of people because she's so focused on what she's doing. But the impression that she has given me is that there is not a lot of friendliness on that campus.
Hmm.
You know, for the most part, the campus is all about money. Diversity has nothing to do with it. A lot of focus is on athletics. They don't put a lot of time and effort into making sure that the student populace that different members of the student populace talking to each other. I don't really know how to put this.
Well, I think they're attempting, they're struggling, and they're trying to work on it. And I think that that eventually, I think they'll get it straightened out. It's just to be something that you're not going to get peeled back, and you're not going to reverse overnight. But you got to give them credit for one thing. As much as we've been, you know, kind of down on them all morning, you got to give them credit for one thing. At least they're working on it, and that right there is a big step. Because at least they recognize there's a problem. Now, if they went around saying that there wasn't a problem, then what you'd end up getting is you'd end up, you know, getting, I mean, it'd be even worse.
The Republican Party.
Well, no, yeah, but it'd be even worse. I mean, if they didn't realize that, that there was a problem. Sandy, thank you. Call me again.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Let's go to Will in Denver. Will, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. I'm just calling because I find it interesting that you're against Bush doing wiretaps in during the war, and because it's a breach of human rights or whatever.
No, that's not what I said.
Or I'm not. Well, get constitutional rights. Right?
Well, all right, let's start with that. Okay, you know, it's your right not to believe that it's a breach, but what does the Fourth Amendment say?
No, I believe it's a breach. I'm just saying I find it funny that you want to impeach him about it because, like, FDR interned Japanese Americans.
I don't think that was right.
Well,
I have no control over what FDR did. Neither do you. We were dead, but I don't think the Nisei Japanese thing was correct. And you know something? I worked with a guy once in Salt Lake City whose father was interned in a camp. And you know something? Would never speak about it because he was so upset. And on top of that, when he was interned, his good American neighbor stole his flower business. This was in San Francisco. But, you can't point to FDR and something that's wrong. You can't point to that and use that as a historical argument as to why what's going on now is correct.
Well, all I'm saying is that you guys, a lot of times, the Democrats say that, we've never had something this...
Nobody's ever said that. Nobody's ever said that
Randy
we wouldn't
Rhodes
do that.
The other day.
Well, you know what? I can't speak for Randy Rhodes, but I'm telling you that, you know something? I've never heard anybody that I know of who's Democratic or liberal say that. And I'll tell you something. Most people are willing at one time or another to admit their historical mistakes. But you know something? Listen, if you consider yourself to be a Republican, I want to remind you of something. Okay? One of the worst times in this country's history was the McCarthy era. And you guys emanate from that. And you guys, because you like to use that term, you guys still echo that kind of behavior now. But the point is about the NSA situation, if you know what the Fourth Amendment says, and you're familiar with it, then you know that that's breaking the law without, and I don't want to give away the Fourth Amendment because I want you to answer to me what the Fourth Amendment says. You don't have to quote it, but what's the gist of the Fourth Amendment?
The gist of the Fourth Amendment is that the rights of the people in their personal property will not be infringed.
With what? With what?
With search and seizure.
No. You're leaving out a key important point that you need to know about. It's called with oath or affirmation, i.e. a warrant. And nobody in this country, not George W. Bush, not you, not your local police chief, nobody else, is above that law. 9 times out of 10, it will not pass muster. And let me tell you something else. For the people that have been caught up domestically in this NSA thing, if they're terrorists, or even if they thought about being terrorists, guess what? They end up going to a criminal court, a domestic criminal court in the United States of America,